Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man.
Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Slow down on the biz and uplift the dialogue.
Oh, yeah.
Listen right along. This is straight off the press. The remix fresh with no prior song.
Oh.
Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful.
Yeah.
To get the piece of the piece, it's time to call blow.
Yes.
The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio.
Here can't be beat, the clash with me.
Better leave all your doors and all half the week.
What?
Positive and motivational stack to see successful guests promote a self-mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to the remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue. And, of course, you know where you are. You are live in the remix. I want to say peace and greetings to everyone out there listening, no matter where in the world you're listening from. Welcome to the remix this evening. It is Sunday night. Let's see, December the 8th. 2013, and you're live in the remix. I want to go ahead and give out the phone number. 646-652-2711 is the number to call, and that's the number to get you locked into the remix. If you are a international listener and you're calling from all over the world, all you have to do is dial the U.S. country code and then dial 646-652-2711, and that's going to get you locked in. Also, I want to invite you to come and join us over in chat. I see you guys getting yourselves all situated on the phone lines as well as in the chat room this evening. Let me go ahead and give you some directions so you can get yourself over. www.blogtalkradio.com/the remix. All one word is how you're going to get connected and get yourself over to the remix. Peace and greetings to everyone out there. So glad that you guys are joining me here Sunday night live in the remix. If you're a guest and you're joining us for the very first time, let me first to say welcome. Welcome to the remix. It's so good to have you on board. And just to let you guys know that if you're guests and in the chat and you want to sign up and participate in chat, all you have to do is click the link at the very bottom, sign up, tell us who you are, and come on in. The Remix family is in the chat room, and they are sure to make you feel welcome and right at home. So greetings to everyone. So good to see you guys kind of get yourself set up in the chat room and have you guys here tonight joining us this evening. And in the chat form, we're going to be talking about voices inside tonight and probably doing a couple of readings and just kind of checking in and touching bases. I want to remind you guys that tonight is Sunday night, and also on Sunday night, you know, the orders go in from the Kim deck. The Know Your Magic Oracle deck. And if you guys have not gone over and left a comment for those of you who've been working with the Know Your Magic Oracle deck, I want to invite you to go do so. Just go to www.msblueblast.com/cards, C-A-R-D-S, and that's going to get you locked in. As well as if you want to get the Know Your Magic audio workbook, you can get that as well, and all you have to do is go over and www.msblueblast.com, and you can find that. All of those things are available to you in the show notes. Real important at this particular time of year with so much energy going on and so many things going on as well out there in the remix land and all over the world to have you guys here. I'm so glad to have you guys here in the forum tonight. And I want to remind you that tonight, as well as all of the remix shows, they can be downloaded from iTunes. So they can be downloaded from iTunes. You can go straight over to iTunes. You can click the iTunes button, and you can download the shows from there. I don't know about you guys, but I'm going to be really, really happy to move into the energy of January when it's coming, what the world will call 2014. I'm so looking forward to that as well as I'm very much so looking forward to where we are right now. If you guys did not get to hear the show on Friday, it was so much fun. It was so amazing. I had Esther, the other host on the remix, join me, and all of you guys from all over the world, you came on, you were singing, you were doing all kinds of stuff, singing, dancing, we were readings, having jokes and telling stories. It was so much fun. It really was. It was beautiful energy, and I always love when we take those opportunities to share, which is so much of what the remix is about as well. I want you guys to definitely stay with me tonight. It's been a long day for me. A lot of things going on a personal level, spiritual level, mental level, just all kinds of levels. It's just been a very busy day, as it's been a busy day for a lot of you guys as well, too. And one of the things that we're going to be talking about tonight, and I'll be sharing with you guys, about inside voices. And really, we're going to talk about some of the things of how do you distinguish from that inside voice that is coming from the conscious mind versus sort of that inside voice that is coming from your heart, the higher self coming from you, and talking about that. We're going to get into some music in just a little bit and just kind of kick back a little bit, relax a little bit, do some readings as well, and talk about lots of upcoming things, things to come for the remix, as well as thing for you guys as well. I want to give an international shout out, as always, to all of our international family who's out there and listening from all over the world. It does my heart well to know that you guys are here, and know that you're here, and know that you're listening, and know that you guys are just here with me, as you have been this whole time. That's a great thing. It's good to have that kind of support. A lot of times we do have support from people who are close to us and that love us, but sometimes when we're kind of in that mode where we're really hearing inside voices and all kinds of hell is breaking loose, it really just seems like there is nobody there to really kind of pick you back up. So we'll be talking about some of those things that you can do. Just keep pushing yourself forward. And how do you do that when you feel there is no support for you? So I just want to encourage you guys to really kind of be thinking about that, as well as things that you have going on in your own life as well, too. So, yeah, we're going to dance. We're going to dance tonight. I want to welcome our guest here. I also want to invite you guys to subscribe to the remix over on iTunes. That's always great to do. And subscribe to iTunes over there as well. That's going to be a great way to stay in touch and to know what's going on. I want to give much love out to the priestesshood and to everyone in the priestesshood here tonight. And just everybody in the priestesshood, just want to send lots of love out to those amazing sisters as they continue their work and their path and just continue. It's always an honor to be there. And then also to Self-Invested, we had an amazing share last night. And Self-Invested, always want to send love out to you guys in Self-Invested. Also love out to Brother Bilal as well from Bilal the Experience that does the soul alignment readings. Always amazing to have him share the platform as well. And just had so much fun, so much sharing, so much fun. It was great. So we're going to listen to a little bit of music just to kind of get us lined up for the energy tonight. I do want to have you guys get on the phone lines as well, too. To definitely do that as well. And as we get ready to hear the song, first we're going to hear a little bit of Baby Blue. That's always good to do. Always good to do.
La 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 la, the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
All right. And so here we go. Here we go. We're going to listen to some music. Let's see. This is one of my favorite songs, and it really speaks to where my energy is, I would say, right now. And just for the special people who are in my life at this particular time, and making sure. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So let's see. Let's see. Give me 1 second, you guys. Here we go.
Walking dead, stuck inside my head. I couldn't get out, turn the lights down. The voices inside so loud. Need a jump start, catatonia. I couldn't breathe, I wish that I could disappear. The voices inside so real.
Life. That was Love Me Back to Life by Celine Dion, an amazing singer with an amazing vocal and range. If you had an opportunity to ever see her perform live, it is something that is very transforming. Her music is really, really, really based on just truly where she is in her spirit. And you guys know how I feel about that. It is about really people who are passionate what they do and really kind of give that love and that energy to it and really be able to bring the essence and the spirit to that. And she does that in a very big way. She's one of the few singers that does do it and does it in such a magical way and has an amazing story about her husband and her children and her family. And I really, really love that song. It really speaks to how you can not only love yourself back to life, but how those things you keep around you, those people who are in your life, can really help you love yourself back to life. Because ultimately, that's what we're all searching for. That's what everything is about. Everything is about love. It's about being able to connect to that when you can't connect to anything else. And sometimes that can be challenging when you're faced with a lot of things that happen in this time-space reality. It challenges you, you know? Can you love yourself back to life? So when you find yourself in sort of opposition of everything, when you find yourself sort of being in the position where you feel that everything around you is crumbling or in the adverse, that everything is just not going your way, or you're trying to find your own way, or you're trying to, you know, sometimes, and I've seen a good example of this today, and a lot of times I know you guys have experienced this, that some people just cannot be happy. You know, it seems like they take every opportunity to step outside of that place. You know, the question that really, really is the challenge, can they love themselves back to life? You know, it really is about, can you love yourself back to life? Because it is the highest frequency that is available here on the planet that we can use for healing, we can use for transformation, and that we can use for connecting ourselves. So that's going to be a big part of what we talk about tonight, as well as voices inside. Because a lot of times we're having conversations, some of us are having conversations out loud, but they're really conversations from voices inside. They're things, they're conversations that have played over and over in your mind from time to time, and it has put you in a position that now you're starting to live your life out loud, whether that life gets lived out loud on Facebook or whether you're doing it through Twitter or whether you're living your life out, maybe acting out of your life. A lot of times we can act ourselves out of life, literally, so much that sometimes we can't control those things that are going on inside. We feel the need to spew that venom on other people, people who are close to us, people who we love, people who we care about. You know, it seems like they are the ones that we start to express those voices to. So that's a big part of what we're going to be talking about. Two things I want to say as we get ready to get into the share. And one of those things I first want to talk about, and I've shared this on the show several times before, but how do you tell the difference between your higher self when you're speaking from that place, from that divine place, and when it is your conscious mind? Because your conscious mind is always going to want to separate you from your family, separate you from things you love, separate you even from your feelings, separate you even from your emotions. It really is going to put you in that position of separation. How do you tell the difference between those voices? How do you know what you're hearing, that voice inside? How do you know where that voice is coming from and how it is? It's many ways that you can do it, but here's a really, really simple way that you can begin to start discerning or being able to know that spiritual movement and when it's happening with you. And one of those things is, and I've said this before, but I'm going to give it to you now, so for those who've not heard it, is to start by really just getting yourself into the place and asking the question. Do you know what is true for you? Often when I'm doing readings and doing reading for brothers and sisters all over the world, that's the question that many are searching for. Truth. What is truth? The first truth that is important to know is what is true for you. Not what is true for your homeboy, not what is true for your mother, not what is true for your sister, your father, but what is true for you? Do you know? Not what's true for your man, not what's true for your children, but what is true for you? Do you honestly know how to find out what is true for you? Well, one of the easiest ways to do that is to recognize that our spirit does not live inside our mind. And so anytime we're doing all of that thinking and all of that processing, then we really have stepped outside of our higher self in a very big way. Now, don't get me wrong, it is the conscious mind that has to express this. Or we take this from the left hemisphere and we begin to pull them out, understand it. These concepts, even though they can be very complicated, they're very simple in their essence. And so I want you to begin to think about something that is true for you. I'll give an example of something that is true for me. And I'm going to tell you, we're going to take a minute and we're all going to do this together. So what is true for you? What is true for me is that I love Godiva chocolate. So I want you to find a truth for you, and I want you to sit with it for a minute, but I don't want you to listen to the voice inside what it's saying to you, but I want you to listen to how your body is responding to that truth. How is your body honestly responding to that truth? Just take a minute. Is something that is absolutely true for you that does not need to be supported by anything that is outside of you, just something that is connected with you. It could be something very simple. It can be something very complicated. Whatever it is, it just needs to be a truth for you. Make note of how your body is responding to that truth. Okay, got it. So now what I want you to do is I want you to do it again. But this time, I want you to tell yourself an absolute lie, something that is not true for you, something that is not true for you, that is not supported by anybody else other than you. This is something that is only connected with you. An absolute lie for me is that I don't like to drink water. So find your absolute lie, something that is not true for you. And I want you to say that to yourself. And this time when you're saying it to yourself, what I want you to do is I want you to not listen to the voice inside. I want you to listen to how your body is responding. How's your body feeling about that? If you notice that feeling and the feeling of what was true for you is a completely different feeling. Now, this is something, this is a practice that you can start to do. Do it about 10 minutes apart. You can do it while you're at work. You can do it inside. And once you start to get that feeling and you get to understand that when something is coming in and it is a complete truth for you, then you'll know how your body is going to respond to that truth. And when something is so not true for you, you're also going to understand how that is responding to you. And so just work with that. And the more and more you work with that, the more you're going to be able to understand the difference between something coming from the conscious mind and something coming from your higher self. And so you don't have to do all of that thinking, because at the end of the day, your spirit does not just live in your mind. In fact, it's inside of your whole physical being, the essence of who you are. And that feeling is translated through how your body responds, not what your mental mind is telling you. And so that's one of the things that could instantly, you can think of it instantly as loving you back to life, bringing you back into alignment, and so that you can understand, despite everything looks like on the surface, despite what people are saying to you at the moment, you know that you can move forward and you can hold that truth for yourself. And that will become a very, very comfort place for you. A lot of those things, as we get closer to move across that threshold, and even though we recognize that the new year, this is not the time of the new year, you know, it's been changed and it's been shifted up and it's been done all kinds of things. But what the world calls the new year, and as we begin to cross this threshold, as we come upon 2014, it's going to be needed for you more and more and more as we continue to move ourselves forward in this evolution, that you know what's true for you. Because a lot of times it's not going to be seen on the outside. It's going to be something that you have to just know. And you're not going to be able to ration it with your mind, because your mind is constantly going to take you into the place. The mind is something that I call the player hater. The player hater. And player hater loves to hate. It loves to move you outside of your energy. It loves to shake you up. It loves to take your heart and sometimes make it feel like it's coming out of your chest. It loves to do that. It loves to put you in a place of sadness. It loves to put you in a place of separation. It loves to cause discourse. So that's opportunity for you to work with that. I would encourage you, even if you have young children, really to sit down and to do that with them as well, because that also is going to help them to be able to love themselves back to life as well, too. Yeah. Welcome to the remix, everyone. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue, and so good to have everyone in the house tonight. I will be taking your calls tonight as well, and so we'll do some readings here tonight and see what kind of questions you guys got as we continue here in the remix. I'm going to go to the phone lines now, and we're going to go to the caller calling in from area code 718. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
This is Tyrone.
Okay. Greetings, Tyrone.
I'm calling from New York.
Okay. What part of New York are you calling from?
I live in the Bronx.
You live in the Bronx. You live in the boogie-down Bronx. And greetings, Tyrone. So what's so for you this evening?
What's so for me? I'm just listening.
Okay. You pressed on. Did you have a question for me?
A question? Not really, but you say you're doing reading, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So my question is, what you can see.
what I can see as far as what, Tyrone? What I can see as far as what?
Okay. That, right now, I'm, like, not working, and I'm married. I got a child, a baby on the way. So, and you know, there's a lot of things going on in the relationship. It's like emotional. I love my wife, no doubt about it, and my child.
Mm-hmm.
Tyrone,
you still there? We couldn't hear you. What are you saying?
I said I'm not working right now. And I'm married with my wife. I have a child. Not a child on the way. A little girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to see what, like, the future.
You want to see the future?
not really seeing the future, but, you know, like,
It's okay. It's okay.
I give him a birth date. I born 1-1, January 1st, 1978. My wife is...
You don't have to give me. You don't have to give me your birthday. That's certainly fine. You don't have to do that. Good birthday, beautiful birthday. But one of the things I want to say to you at this particular time, immediately when I get into your energy, it's a couple of things that is going on, and I really see lots of swirls when it comes to coming right in where we would call the root chakra, or that root center portal. I see lots of swirls. I see lots of energy coming out of that particular energy center. And one of the things I want you to think about, and we'll use textbook definition just so you can understand and really kind of get a better hold on what is going on for you at this particular time. And so one of the things that's happening is, Tyrone, you're not taking action. You're kind of sitting back in the cut at this particular time in your life, and you've almost sort of kind of given up. And so what is going to be required of you at this particular time is to take action. First, I want to say congratulations to you on your baby coming into this world, bringing another life into this particular world. But one of the things that you're going to have to start doing is taking action. You want to know what's going to be happening for the future, then you have to start seeing the future. And what's difficult for you is that you're not doing any kind of action to make sure that happens. What I want you to do for me right now is I want you to hold a wish. I want you to hold something that you desire inside your heart for your family. You can tell us if you want to, but it's certainly not required. You don't have to. But what is that one wish? What is that one desire right now that you have for yourself and your whole family at this time? What is that, Tyrone?
My one desire right now is getting a job. Make sure I'm able to support my wife. Because I have a degree and stuff, but
So your one thing that you want at this particular time is to be able to take care of your family. That's what it is, correct? Okay. So what I want you to do is I want you to take that thought, Tyrone, and I want you to visualize it inside, and I want you to hold that thought inside your heart, and then I want you to push it all the way down into the ground. Like, see that energy just swirling itself. See that thought. See everything about it, and just push it all the way down, down, down into the ground. See it going past your feet, out of the base or the soles of your feet, and straight into the ground, going almost down, down, as far down into the ground as far as you can get it. All right. You have it?
Yeah.
All right. And the reason I had you do that is because this is a good part of you grounding yourself and really sort of kind of planting that seed there. But one of the things I also want you to know is that you can take care of your family, and taking care of your family is not just about the financial support, even though that is a big part of it and is a responsibility, and particularly while your wife is carrying the child, that is a big part of you as the father to make sure that you also encompass that. But you can start living that dream, that desire for your family, by taking action now. It's not about somebody giving you a job, but it's about you taking care of your family. It's about you getting up early in the morning, making sure that things that need to get done around the house get done. It's about you sort of making things, preparing for your baby that's getting ready to come. It's about you communicating with your wife and also communicating with your unborn child at this particular time. It's about you opening yourself up more, not about you sitting at the computer all day trying to find a job.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, because this is what you're doing right now. So what I want you to do is I want you to take a piece of paper, and when you get up in the morning, I want you to begin to write down all things that you need to accomplish for that day. Because I don't see you really doing anything. Like, all you're doing is sitting around and you're dreaming. You're just thinking about what you want to happen, and it's not causing anything to happen. So I want you to go back to think about when you were in school and how you had to get up and how you had to study and how you had to do that, all of those things. This is the time that family needs you the most. This is the time that you need yourself the most. And no matter how tough it is, no matter what you're feeling at this particular time, you have to keep pushing through. And if you do not have strength to do it for yourself, do it for the people that you say you love and that you care about. Because at the end of the day, that's all that counts.
Yep, I hear them. It's real too, because another thing you said is you said you use a lot of energy in my lower chakra. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
And just that I always try to think about how others and let other people's issue always bother.
Yeah, and you have to let that go too. I really do see within the next 6 days, you get out and you really begin to start working on this. Within 6 days, I suck with time, but it feels like about 6 days, you will get an opportunity for a job that's going to come your way. But right now, energetically, you're not ready for it. And so I need you to take lots of showers, lots of baths. I need you to really, really begin to start getting your sacred space in order. I need you to start getting your clothes and stuff together as if you were going to work. You need to get up and you need to start doing that. Find some things that bring you joy. Work with those colors of the color red. Red is a good color because it really moves the energy of action. And also, red is the fastest color to blue. And you need more communication in your life. And so find either an opportunity to talk, discuss things with your wife, sit down and talk to her more. And make sure that you're processing your thoughts and stop editing everything that you say outside of your mouth, because it's causing a disconnect in your energy. And that energy is coming from your root chakra, and this is why you cannot move forward. This is why no one is calling back for a job, because I don't care what kind of work you do, you have to be able to communicate.
Okay. It's funny you say, I see if I do all of that, there's a job, because I got this email from a company. And I've been having, like, for 2 days now, I'm thinking about replying back to it. It's like, as you say, editing stuff that I think about, I keep on doing that. That's true.
Yes, yes. There should be no hesitation at this point, because you have things that you're responsible for. And this responsibility has a lot to do with how you're responding. And so think about that. This is the time for you to respond to those things. So let's get it. That's what you got to do. Take some action.
All right, Miss Blue.
All right. Well, peace and love to you. Congratulations again on that baby on the way, and to your whole family. Peace and love. Hold the line, Tyrone.
Okay.
Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 219. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
My name is Tariq.
Okay. Greetings to you, Tariq. Where are you calling from?
Indiana.
Indiana. Greetings, Tariq from Indiana. And what is your question tonight?
My question is, I mean, like, I'm, like, just been, like, at a standstill. Like, you know, things were going good for me. Like, And then last year, just everything just started just like crumbling. I mean, like, you know, financial problems and things like that. And I was wondering, like, where's my energy as far as, like, you know, is it like I got, it's like I'm all over the place.
And I really can see that. The number one thing I want to tell you at this particular time, and I thank you so much for, you know, calling in and really getting yourself to the point to reach out. And I want to say a couple of things for you. I do see some spirit guides that are around you at this particular time. And the total spirit guides that you have with you is the number seven. You have seven spirit guides that are with you. And you also have a gateway that's open up for you. And what that means, whenever I see this energy and I see a gateway, it means that your spirit guides really at this particular time, they're here to really kind of help you walk through sort of where you are right now. So the question is, when we start to take a look at it, Tyreek, is what's holding you back from walking through this? And the number one thing that is holding you back, and this has a lot to do with some of the things that happened almost about 11 or 10 months ago. This is when things started to really kind of start to trickle themselves down, but 11 to 10 months ago. And it also has to do with where you are spiritually. And I want you to hear this very, very clear, because this will cause a shift for you. You have to become that master that you're seeking. You're looking for something. You're seeking sort of this master, somebody that you can begin to see that you feel has it all together. And I understand where you're going with on spiritual plight. But one of the things I have to tell you is that you have to also live in this reality. You cannot just, it will be a misnomer to you. And you'll really be cutting yourself off just to think that there is only one focus for you and that this is the only thing that you must focus on. So you have to become that master that you're seeking. You have to become that nigga. You got to become that man. When you're looking and you saying, damn, this brother got it together, that's how I want to be, you have to become that. But here's the key. You can't wait to become something. You have to do it now.
Right.
You have to do it now. And those things that keep holding you back is that you're scared that you're going to fail. So you don't do a lot of things because you think it's not going to work.
Yeah.
You can't worry about. You can't worry about that. You can't worry about things not working. You can't worry about things not working out. Do you know how, what type of insanity loop you're putting yourself into? And by the way, I see a piece of paper, and anytime I see paper floating in front of me, this tells me that there's some legal things that you're avoiding.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid of them. Don't be afraid of what's going to happen. Don't be afraid of saying that you made a mistake. Don't be afraid to try to take the steps to make something that is wrong right. Don't be afraid of that. That paper right now is floating very slow. But soon it has to hit the bottom. And when it does, they're going to come for you. And you know that.
It's kind of like they already did.
Yeah, but they ain't really come for you. They just gave you a warning. The coming is coming. But how you can begin to start putting yourself in the best position for this is that you have to be that master you're seeking. Nobody is going to come and make it all right for you. And this, contrary to popular belief, is not the time to start feeling sorry for yourself. This isn't that time.
Okay.
So sit down, map your way out, just like you've helped so many other people who've been close to you in the past, and you've told them what they needed to do, and you've helped them figure out shit. Now it's time for you to sit down and figure it out for yourself. You got to give that back to you. You got to start putting things in place because you already know what is about to happen.
Okay. Thanks.
I don't want you to go nowhere yet. Because in 8 days, if you start to move these things into place, you're going to be able to see how you can shift this energy around and make it more on the plus side for you. But if you do nothing, then you already know what's going to happen. Don't sit and wait for something you know is already coming. Do what you need to do. Now, be prepared for it. Put things in place, and other opportunities will open up for you. This is not the time to give up.
Right.
It's not over. It's up to you. So shift your energy. Now, what do we need to do to help you shift your energy right now?
Does it change my way of thinking?
Change your way of thinking. Definitely. You got to change your way of thinking. You have to. And you need to change your way of thinking right now. Right now, you need to change your way of thinking. Let me see what I can get for you really, really quick. Really, really quick. Hold on, hold on. Let's see. That for you so you can know that your heart beats. I know you like, wow, Miss Blue, really? See, it did it. It shifted energy. There it did. It did its purpose, you know, just so you know that your heart beats, and something that is stronger than power is love. I want you to work with the goddess Newt and really start to channel her energy, because that's one of the goddesses that is around you to really kind of help you in this time. But you get some answers in a couple of days here. Just shifting your energy, and anytime you start get a little funky, just remember Just remember that song, and you'll start laughing. You'll start laughing, and you'll think about this conversation, and it will make everything feel better. So this is definitely about you not listening to the voices inside and really start listening to those things inside your heart. All right? So peace and love to you. Call back and let us know how it goes.
All right. Peace. Thanks.
All right. Peace and love. All right, we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 909. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 909? Okay, we'll come back to 909. All right, we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 786. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Greetings. This is Etana from Miami.
Okay, greetings to you. Etana from Miami?
Yes.
Okay, greetings. Your greetings, greetings. You there, Etana?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, you had a question for me. You have your hand up.
Yes, just concerning my health and just maybe things that may be coming up for me as far as finances.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about it. You want to talk about your health, concerning your health, and what kind of things are going on there with your health?
Yes, and I'm supposed to have, like, some tests done. I'm kind of, you know,
a little
concerned about it.
Right.
A little anxious.
Yeah. These tests that you have going on, does it have to do with the heart?
Well, I have some issues with my blood pressure.
Yeah, and that's the next thing I was going to say is these are bloodline issues, issues with blood. So the issues with your blood is the main thing, really, and the tests are just to make sure and to see where things are so that we can also see how the heart is doing. Because ultimately, whatever happens with the blood impacts the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's talk about your bloodline. Let's talk about these issues that you have with your physical bloodline, because this is where it's coming from. When I get into your energy, and particularly when I look at fire energy, you have a lot of passion, you have a lot of desire, but all of a sudden that energy almost like slams into a brick wall and it stops when it comes to your bloodline, dealing with things of your family and a lot of pain that you hold inside your heart about your family, particularly that energy when it comes to your mother and father.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what's the main reason? Because you're a very enlightened sister. What is the main reason you haven't been able to let go of these things of the past when it comes to your bloodline?
I thought I was doing a good job of letting them go.
Mm-hmm. Where did you let it go to?
Well, I had, you know, my father and I, we had some issues, and we had a talk, you know, and I told him I forgave him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when you take a look at your life and where you are and your own particular family, what is, because this issue that you're having with your blood pressure not being able to stabilize it has to do with you and the coulda, shoulda, wouldas. What do you think you could have been, or who do you think you should have been?
Hmm. I don't know, because I think of a lot of different things, you know.
Yeah. Just name one. If you could change one thing, if you could change one thing in your life right now, what would it be?
One thing in my life. I guess maybe be more responsible with my money. Hello?
Yes, you said to be more responsible with your money.
Yeah.
Be more responsible. Why do you feel you're irresponsible with your money?
I just feel like I haven't made some wise decisions with money that I've had.
But that can change. You understand? So you know that's not at the core of it, because as soon as you get some more money, now you can be responsible with it. So what is it about you and money that puts you in a position where you feel that you just can't be responsible with it?
I guess because I, growing up as a child, I saw where my mom wasn't responsible with her money.
But you're not your mother. So that's why I said these issues with your mother and father, and you said, I'm over them. But you tell me the reason you're not responsible with your money is because your mother wasn't responsible with her money. And so thus, therefore, you haven't learned how to be responsible with your money. Is that what you're saying?
I thought that was the issue.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you a question. If you don't mind, I mean, I'll do it with you, but if you don't mind, how old are you?
65.
You're 65.
Uh-huh.
And you're not responsible with your money because your mother was not responsible with her money. I want you to think about that when I say to you.
I thought maybe that was the core of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's not really what's at the core of it, but let's talk about it. Here's one of the things I want you to get. I want you to get you a stone called a lingam. It's called a lingam.
A lingam?
A lingam. Like a lingam? Yeah, that's the name of the stone. It's called a lingam.
Kind of faded out.
It's called the lingam.
Okay.
Okay. I want you to get you a stone called the lingam. I want you to begin to work with this stone called the lingam. Because what the lingam does is it gently helps you to overcome memories of abuse. And this is a lot of what your childhood is about. It's about abuse. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes.
And you need to really kind of uncover these things, because it also helps with any kind of psychosomatic blocks that are happening there. This lingam is an excellent thing for you to begin to work with, even at 65 years old, really just helping you to move past them. So I want you to meditate with it. I want you to hold it in your hand. You can even take it and you can even put it down in your yoni area and begin to work with it, and begin to, so you can release these issues of abuse. This particular crystal, this stone, the vibration of this stone really helps you to uncover or get yourself out of cycles. Because what's happening is that you're sort of locked into this cycle. My mama, my daddy, so now it's me. And so that you can begin to start to see yourself in a whole new way. Do a pack of Sharpies. Have you heard of Sharpies, or not Sharpies, dry erase markers?
dry erasers?
Mm-hmm. Dry erase markers. They're the kind of markers that you write with on a whiteboard and you can erase them. And I want you, on your dry erase board, I want you to put affirming words, magical words about yourself. You love yourself, how you're good with money. I want you to write all of these affirming words over your bathroom mirror. And I want you to spend at least 3 minutes a day looking yourself in the mirror and repeating these things out loud. And you should do it for at least 90 days because it takes at least that long before things start to change themselves and really settle themselves inside your subconscious mind.
Okay,
and so you need to really completely... Mm-hmm.
I was going to ask you if you could spell that stone for me.
Yes, the stone is L-I-N-G-A-M.
L-I-N-G-A-N?
L-I-N as in Mary. Mm-hmm. No, L-I-N, I'm sorry. L-I-N, N as in Nancy, G-A-M as in Mary.
Okay.
Yes. That's the stone. Yeah. And begin to work with that. And really just embrace you being enlightened. Really begin to embrace that and start to open it up. Because what's happening for you is all of your abuse is blocking your energetic flow.
Okay.
That's what's blocking your money flow. And so you recognize that you are not your mother. Even though you are your mother's child, you are not your mother. And so at 65 years old, you don't have to keep doing what your mother did, but you have to start putting things in place so that you can give yourself a new reality of who you are and not still keep going down this abusive pattern that has been cycling itself in your family. So I want you to start working with the words on your mirror to really start to change that. Meditate with the crystal, the stone that I suggested for you there, and start to work with that, visualizations with that particular stone.
Okay.
All right.
I thank you very much.
All right. You're welcome, and thank you, and call back in. We'd love to hear how that's going for you. Peace and love. Hold on the line. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 843. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Miss Blue. Hey, this is Amar.
Greetings.
Hello?
Who is it? Yes, greetings.
This is Amar calling from Charleston.
Okay, greeting to you, Ahmad, calling from Charleston. What's good for you?
How you doing? You all right?
Yes. I'm good.
Can you hear me?
Good. I certainly can.
Yes. How you doing? All right. what I was going to ask you... Well, first of all, shouts out to everybody in the remix, you know. Can I get a spirit guide reading?
You can. What's your question for me?
Oh.
What's your question for me?
Oh.
I feel like I need to get that song called Slow Motion, because y'all is like slow motion with it tonight. You know, I feel like, slow motion for me. Yeah.
No, yeah, I don't know. I guess, I don't know. My team looked like it had lost, so I don't know. I was,
Wait a minute. Your team?
Yeah, the Panthers. Yeah, we took the L tonight. It's all good, though.
I love the Panthers, too. I'll tell you what I love about the Panthers. You know what I love about the Panthers?
What at?
I love the fact that we can have a brother and he could be representing the Panthers and the whole world
right.
be good with it.
Right, right. He's doing some amazing shit. You see him? Some amazing stuff out there. I ain't gonna lie.
That's what I love about it. The Panthers are a good team. So you're trying to tell me that all of this kind of dragging, kind of slow motion, is that is because the Panthers lost?
Nah, it's not. It's not because the Panthers lost. I'm just a little mellow. I'm a little mellow right now.
Yeah, I hear. Well, I got some work. Yeah, well, cooling out.
Yeah,
I'm
gonna ask the question. I'm a, you know what I mean? Because I know you ain't been playing games with these niggas lately. You know what I'm saying? I know you. You've been going hard lately. Like last week. Oh man, this dude said respect my temple. I was like, I was like, hallelujah. straight up. But so yeah, you know, I just. The spirit guide, like, how many do I have? Like, what are they, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we can definitely talk about that. We can talk about your spirit guides. That is, you have a total of 6 spirit guides that is with you.
Okay.
6 of them. And primarily, one of the ones who stand up first is a woman. And she looks like... Gosh, she's kind of dressed a little, I'm trying to think of what part of the world she may be coming from, but she does have a bow and arrow with her. And one of the things I will tell you, she looks like she's about 22, 23 years old, you know, really kind of badass sister that's with you. And one of the things that's going on with you right now is that you need to defend what is close to you, things that are important to you. And I want you to think about it because you know what I'm talking about. This is people, places, and things. If it is something that is close to you, you need to stand up and you need to protect that. You need to protect those relationships that are close to you. You need to protect those people that are close to you. You need to protect those things that you have that's important to you. So no more letting people tear shit. And then they don't worry about it. No, you need to be worried about it. And you need to be saying, don't tear my shit.
Yeah, you're right. That's what I was, you know, that's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, people say I'm bitching. But I'm like, you know, shoot, sometimes you got to bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to bitch because people need to focus. You know what I'm saying?
And you need to know that you don't give away what you can't afford to lose. Stop it. I don't care if it's 50 cents. If you can't afford to lose it, don't give away. I don't care what it is. Car, shoe, pen. I don't care what it is. This is important to me. And I need this. No, I don't play with this.
You're right.
Defend that, you know. Defend that.
With confirmation.
By all means necessary.
You know, and that's what I'm gonna do. You know, just make peace with everything. What you saying?
People will use you up. They'll use you up. Yeah, make peace with everything. You don't have to be a warrior about it. But say, hey, and let me hold. No, can't do that.
Because
that's important to me. I can't afford it. I can't afford to lose that. I can't afford to mess that up. I can't afford you to destroy this relationship with this person I have. I can't afford for you to do this. That's not up for an option. Don't give yourself option to do it, and you can't do it. See, certain things, I don't mind an option. It's not a choice. So, therefore, I know I'm never going to cross that line because I can't afford to mess that up.
Yeah, you're right. That's confirmation right there.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, there you go. There you go. Hopefully the Panthers will do something. The work for their being a Panther.
It's all good, you know what I mean? Because, you know, it's all good. We thinking playoffs. We looking Super Bowl. You feel what I'm saying? So, hey, it's all good.
I don't know about that.
Oh, hold on. Who you rocking with? Who you rocking with, Ms. Blue? Who you rocking with? How you mixing?
Let me tell you. I'll tell you who I'm. I have some fans that I'm a big fan out there of. Definitely let me and Michael Vick.
Oh, Blue, he ain't even in the game.
I know.
He ain't even in the game. So the Eagles, you like the Eagles. Okay, they're all right. They're all right. They're one of them little in-between teams, but they're all right.
You see, you know, I ain't got no real principles when it comes to this, right? I love the Panthers. And I rock with the Cowboys.
Man.
I can rock with
You said the wrong thing. You said the Cowboys. Oh, nah. You said the wrong thing. But I ain't gonna lie. You know what? I know this is the remix, and I know there's a lot of Cowboys representing. I'm going to tell y'all the truth. Before I was a Panther fan, before the Panthers, I was a Cowboy. I'm not even going to lie. You know what I mean? Before they were Panthers, when I was just a little jit, you know what I mean? I ain't going to lie. I was because I'm born in 90, so I didn't really know too much about football before the Panthers. But I was around all the Cowboys in my family, you know what I'm saying? So I was a Cowboy. So just to make y'all feel good, y'all still ain't nothing, though. Y'all get rid of Romo, y'all might do something.
But you know, on the serious side, this particular year, like I love sports. I love basketball. I love all sports. I really do. I like sports. Like, you know, it's a great opportunity to see brothers kind of flexing. So I try to miss those opportunities. I have this year, though, because I've been trying to
squeeze
in. And so... So
we was breaking up a lot right there, but
probably nothing worth saying. But anyway, I said this year I didn't get a chance to watch sports as much as I love to.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
But
so what's some things I can do to get in touch with my spirit guides? Like is this spirit guides that I've picked before I was born?
One of them, not all of them. Some of these spirit guides have come to meet you. This the one, the main one that stepped forward. She definitely is a spirit guide that has been with you throughout this whole nation. How do you best get in touch with spirit guides? This is really easy. That I've done a lot of vision quests, so you guys can go back and you can listen to the vision quest, and you can do that as well.
So because I remember, I'm not gonna lie, I remember I was like waking up out of my sleep, and it was like I heard somebody say, you know, I want to help you, just tell me. And, you know, it was like, you know, kind of like, you know, what, you know what I'm saying? But I knew what time it was, though. Like, I knew it was, you know, supernatural, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. They will come and they will show themselves up. One of the main things is that our spirit guides don't care what you call them. They don't care. You can call them anything. You understand? They don't care what you call them as long as you call them. You can give them a name, and that could be, I know I'm breaking up, you guys. I'm trying to kind of get it together here. But they don't really care what you call them as long as you call on them. And so that's the main thing. But before you go to bed, you can set the intention for them to show up in your dreams. They will. You can begin to do channeling when you're in the bathtub or in the shower, because that's the best place for you to do some channeling. And just kind of really kind of open up yourself to higher energy and allow them to come in. They will come in.
You say the bad sister, do she got a name?
I want you to give her a name. That's going to be more impactful for you because... she wants to connect with you. She carries a bow and arrow. So, you know, she kind of got it.
She also, She on some Pocahontas type right there.
Yeah, she kind of on some Pocahontas stuff. So definitely you, you know, before you go to sleep tonight, just set that intention for her to show up in the dream or to really kind of connect with you or that you want to connect with her. And she's definitely is going to reach out and connect with you as well. So that's all you have to do. And she will. Oh, yeah. Well.
Mm-hmm. The thing was going on.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in. Peace and love to you. Hold the line.
Yes, ma'am.
We're going to go to the next caller calling in from Erica 214. You're live in Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, Miss Blue. Oh, this is Happy calling in from Dallas, Texas.
Hey, Happy.
Hey, how you doing? Well, the question I had was, I was trying to see what God or goddess I can work with that can help me in my current situation, and also what crystal I can work with that can help me with, like, my temper, like with anger, stay focused.
Now. Isn't that an oxymoron? Y'all didn't know Happy could get mad, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can get mad. I can get pretty mad.
Yeah. Well, let's take a look. One of the things that I'll tell you that is really an excellent crystal to work with is a smoky quartz, particularly when it comes to anger issues and sort of kind of doing that. That's going to be a great crystal for you, because what smoky quartz does is it's a stabilizer. It helps to stabilize energy. And a lot of times you need to stabilize your mood so that you don't go into these drastic mood swings. It's okay to be upset. It's okay to be angry. That's fine. That's not the problem. The problem with this anger is how you let it begin to transcend outside of you. That's the problem. And quite frankly, you don't know where to stop.
Nah, sometimes I don't.
So what you want to do is you want to work with the smoky quartz. Like I said, that's going to be one of the main stones for you to begin to work with. The smoky quartz is excellent because it really is about raising above to the highest energy. A smoky quartz combined with the rose quartz is going to be the two good stones for you to begin to work with. As far as a goddess to work with for your current situation that you have going on, let me see who's going to step forward to work with you. Let's see. Okay. All right. Wow, that's kind of interesting. The goddess that I want you to work with is the goddess Annie, or she says her name Annie. And let me tell you about she's a fairy queen, and she's very much connected to the fairy kingdom. As well as she's also a goddess who is also very much connected to, she's also a goddess who's also very, very, very connected to the heart chakra. Now, the thing about Annie that's very interesting, and her mythology is interesting as well, too, is because she's the goddess who actually, she, you know, came down and really had sex with humans as well. So she had sex with men who were humans, even though she was a fairy queen. So real interesting energy with her, but a good mythology. She really is the goddess about taking a leap of faith. And so a lot of what happens with you, Happy, is that you're kind of scared to take a leap of faith. And when that happens, you become somewhat angry. When someone tries to push you outside your comfort zone. So you need to get with her because she definitely know how to take a leap of faith. After all, she was bouncing around with a whole bunch of men. She took a big leap. Yeah. And she's the goddess also that really kind of helps with a lot of sexual energy, which is something you're dealing with at this particular time too, and that expression of that sexual energy. So she's a really good goddess for you to begin to work with that can help you at this time. So the crystal smoke quartz, if the energy seems to get a little if the energy starts to get a little too slow down for you, you mix it with the rose quartz because both of those frequencies together really forms a nice grid in your electromagnetic field. So you may want to carry the rose quartz in your left pocket and carry the smoky quartz in your right so that they can connect with your electromagnetic field for you and really kind of stabilize and raise the frequency to love, you know, because that's going to be the higher vibration of that. And help you to bring about some understanding. So your spirit guide, Annie, will help you with a lot of understanding when it comes to sexual energy. She's going to help you with a lot of understanding about moving outside your comfort zone. She'll bring about a lot of clarity because what happens is when you don't understand things, it makes you frustrated, and that's where some of your anger comes in.
Yeah.
All righty.
All right. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. So peace and love to you. Peace and love.
Peace and love.
All right. Hold the line. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 909. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Greetings, Ms. Blue.
Yes. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Okay. This is Ansel Shura, and I'm calling from Folsom, and I was asleep on the phone, but I didn't want them to call me. Chat room, I'm in Star 360. How are you tonight?
I am good. I didn't catch your name. What was your name?
My name is Ansar Shura.
I still can't hear you. Say it again.
Okay, it's A-N-S-A-R and Shura, S-H-U-R-A.
Okay. I'm sure we got it.
That's so Answer is fine. A-N-S-A-R.
Okay, beautiful, beautiful. Well, thank you for calling in. And so what's your question this evening?
Well, I'm like in the first year of my awakening. I'm really, really excited about it. I'm not having, like, the average issue. I've been pretty much working on my magic, and it's working out for me. But I was considering a move in April. Now I'm trying to get cold.
You're breaking up, so I cannot hear what you said.
Can you hear me better now?
No, ma'am. You sound very far away now.
Okay, how about now?
Yep. Can hear
okay,
you now.
Awesome. Okay, I was considering a move in April, but now I'm starting to get cold feet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. You're starting to get cold feet. You already getting cold feet. Well, it's cold where I am, so that may not be, you know, a bad thing to get a cold feet. You know.
Right.
That may not be a bad thing to get cold feet. You're getting, you said you've been knowing your magic, but whenever we say but, we go backwards. So tell me.
Well, I'm like really beginning. I'm just starting the first year, and my magic has been working out for me. I haven't really been having, like, the usual problems. It's been helping me to deal with fear, getting a job, money, even bettering my relationship, all that good stuff. But I was really, really, really excited about this move. And then as of as of here lately, I just got really nervous about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let me ask you some questions. Thank you for that. Let me ask you a couple of questions here. And the reason I want you to hear this, because one of the things I want to tell you is that you always need to trust yourself. You do.
Right.
You need to trust yourself, and you need to trust what you're feeling. It doesn't always mean it's right. I'm not saying that. You understand what I'm saying? But it is worthy to take a look at. It's worthy. So here's one of the things, because tell me why I would see a man. Tell me where a man would show up in this picture.
My husband, he does not want me to move.
Okay. Yeah, because I see a man, a pretty big man.
Yeah, he's a pretty big man, all right. That's him.
Yeah, I see a real big man, and I'm like, wait a minute. Okay, so let's get this. So you want to move, okay. Your husband does not want you to move. Now,
that's right so far.
Tell me why you two are not in the same place.
Because he is behind bars.
Yes, okay. I seen the bars. I just didn't want to do all of that on the air, but good. Okay, so we tracking. He's pretty big. He's behind bars, locked up, and he's saying, don't move. Now,
he does not want me to move.
Right. Now, here's the thing. It looks like he's going to be locked up for at least another 5 years.
It's a possibility, yes.
Okay. So, because this is a big brother.
Yeah, he is.
He's a big brother. I'm telling y'all, like, I'm a little scared. I'm like, tell me why I see the man. Who's this man?
Yeah, that's right.
He might be listening right now, y'all. So we're going to be a little scared. He jumped. Like, boom. All right. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so here's the thing that I want to say to you. You're getting a little bit of a cold feet when it comes to where you want to move and sort of this idea and things that you want to do. And I understand even why you want to move. Here's the question, because this is your husband. This has been your choice. This is what you want. Tell me why you have not taken what he said into consideration.
Well, I have been trying to take what he says into consideration because he doesn't want me to move. The situation would be going into, like, an off-the-grid environment where there's not going to be any comfort. It's about purchasing, you know, some land and building, you know, a home from the ground up. So
mm-hmm.
there's a whole lot involved in it
mm-hmm.
where, and I'm not going to do it. I had not planned on doing it until spring. I was going to do it earlier.
Mm-hmm.
But it got cold, so, you know, halt it plans because I don't want to be out in the middle of nowhere without cold. And then, you know, finances became an issue because you want to go out there a certain way. You don't want to, you know, I don't want to put myself out like that and, you know, be
right.
out of doors hungry and, you know, it just all
right.
be messed up.
Right.
So that was one of the reasons why I did take into consideration what he was asking. And then also he does have, you know, a considerable, you know, I don't know exactly how much more time my husband has to do. So I thought a move would be good.
Mm-hmm. Here is the thing that I want you to take into consideration, because there's other issues that are coming into play, because right now you have a stable job.
Yeah.
You're making a little bit of change, as we say. You're making some change, taking care of your bills, taking care of your business, these things that are here. And you feel the move would remove some of the emotions and feelings you're having about having sort of this conversation with people when they say, well, girl, where your husband?
No, not in the, I mean, I used to have my husband's picture with his prison blues right on my office desk, and everybody knows,
but it is something that you sort of forced yourself into accepting that you were okay with. So that
well,
was sort
I
of
love
your...
him dearly, you know, but he's still, you know, where he is, and I have, you know, to make decisions, you know, by myself.
That's right.
And within the comfort zone level in regards to where it is that I wanted to go, I guess.
Well, let's say this, because I want you to think about that. I really want you to think about this. This is certainly not about a question of your love that you have for him, because you definitely love him. You do.
Oh, yeah.
And you love him without question. Do you know what I mean when I say you love him without question?
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, I love him with all my heart. Love is not the issue. For me, you know, I'm thinking about where it is that I want to be 10 years from now.
Right. 10 years from now. Here's a suggestion I want to make to you, that maybe you should listen to yourself. And maybe you should think about moving out into the wilderness 10 years from now.
Think about doing it 10 years from now?
Yeah, you said this is where I want to be 10 years from now. You're thinking about, like, what do I want my life to be like 10 years from now? That's what you said, right?
Right.
So
right.
Maybe 10 years from now you should start thinking about it. Let me tell you why I say that.
Okay.
Because it took you a minute to get yourself back stable and in balance of where you are.
That's
If you were to go back out there, you would sort of, in essence, be starting all over again by yourself.
That's true. That's true also. You're right.
Yeah. So what's the real reason for wanting to give all of this up and to go? Because it's almost as if you feel, because your husband is somewhat isolated and away from things, that somehow you need to be isolated and away from things too. And I want you to just be very conscious that your actions are not imitating your desire to be with your husband. And so somehow, because he's sort of locked behind bars, you're sort of somehow taking yourself, in essence, locking yourself beyond the bars of life.
That's something I definitely had not considered. That's something for me to look at.
Yeah, to look at that. Because you deserve to live life to the fullest. And I know it can be difficult because of his current situation and where he is locked up behind bars and you two can't be together. But make sure that you're not living out the voice in your head in another way and you just can't recognize it. So this desire to move away and just to live off the land and just to kind of be in this place of isolation, it's not your heart sort of crying out for this love and the things that you're really trying to connect with on the inside.
I agree. Yeah, that's right. I was doing some house cleaning, and I was like, girl, you got shoes in here you haven't even worn, and, you know, all this stuff that you definitely cannot take with you, you know, you need to really rethink, because
April will be here in a matter of no time.
Yeah. I think you should definitely listen to yourself and those cold feet that you're getting. Is the cold feet that your husband feels. You need to send him some socks or give him money so he can buy him some socks. No, I'm serious. That's the cold feet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You need to send him some socks and some comfortable ones because he needs some big socks.
He's a big dude.
He's one of them guys that I would love having standing behind me while I'm talking a whole lot of shit. Like, really? Look over my shoulder, y'all.
Yeah, I always call him my angel because, his energy is, just that strong, especially, we're just in tune like that. But I'm definitely going to take that advice. Your advice helped a whole lot. And I really, really appreciate you a whole lot. Thank you very much, Ms. Blue.
You're welcome. Peace and love to you. I want you to definitely work on purifying your surroundings in your space and, really start to live your life now. Take a look. I know you'll go back and listen to the show, so those things I talked about. And, yes, your husband is definitely one of those brothers spiritually in tune because he definitely projected himself. And that's because of how strong he is in your electromagnetic field inside your energy and in your heart. And so, yeah. So I wish you love and peace and love to you. Reach out to me. Keep in touch because I'm going to be working on a way soon where even your husband can hear the remix.
Oh, thank you. That's awesome. Thank you so much. And I appreciate the reading, and I'm going to take into consideration and purify the environment, just like you said. Thanks a lot.
All right. You welcome. Peace and love to you. Thanks for coming in. Yeah.
All right. Good night, Ms. Blue.
Good night. Yeah, that was beautiful, but he was a big dude, y'all. That's a big brother. That brother's big. Okay, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 281, live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're
from. Please, can you hear me?
I can hear you and everything else you got going on. What's good?
Okay, let me get to a quieter room. I'm actually at work right now. This is Black Sambo calling from Houston, Texas.
Okay, Black Sambo.
Hi, Miss Blue.
Hi.
I didn't think y'all was gonna chime in on me this early. Let me take a five.
A lot of people after you. You. Can you talk now, or you work in your way? Yeah.
I'm making. Yeah. Can I call back? Can I chime back in?
Yeah. I'll click back on.
Actually, I'm walking.
Okay. All right. We're gonna wait for him. Did y'all know LaToya Jackson and went and got married again? I just thought I'd throw that out there. We gonna come back to him. Black Sam got a lot going on. We're gonna go to the next caller calling in from area code 513. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, this is Lauren calling from Cincinnati.
Greetings, Lauren from Cincinnati.
How you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I am calling to how do I unstick myself where I'm stuck?
Did you say how do I unstick myself from where I'm stuck? Oh, that's too beautiful. How do I unstick myself from where I'm stuck? Okay, I like that. That's beautiful. Well, here's the thing. A lot of times when we talk about being in a place where we feel stuck. Sometimes we are truly stuck. Sometimes we're stuck and we don't have a fucking clue that we're stuck. Because it's difficult to look at ourselves. That's why we have mirrors. Because it's hard to see yourself without the mirror, you know? It's almost like getting dressed in the dark. You put on something, you think it looks right, you think it's good, you know, you think you matching, you think that's a blue jacket, you know, you think those some brown shoes. But if you're getting dressed in the dark, sometimes it's difficult to be able to see that. So mirrors really kind of help bring that reflection. And sometimes we are stuck. That's a true statement. And then other times, we just need to be in the pause. Because that's important, too. Sometimes we think we're stuck, but in all actuality, we are exactly where we need to be. We're exactly the place that we need to be. We just think, based upon voices inside, that we need to be somewhere else and we need to be doing something else, or we're comparing ourselves to this person and that person and what they're doing and what she's doing and what he done did and, you know, what all this hell that's going on. And so what happens is we start to look at our lives and that picture becomes very, very foggy.
Mm-hmm.
You recently just did some things to your hair. What did you do to your hair? Tell everybody.
I put a sew in. It's black and it's red and it's blonde.
I bet you didn't think I was gonna bring that shit up.
I kind of got the Chinese bangs with the long hair. Yeah.
Mhm. Mhm. This is important. Tell me why you did that.
I don't know. I like hair and I like color. I don't know. I'm always playing with my hair.
Yeah, you're always playing with your hair. But tell me why you felt like this was going to be what you needed to do for yourself right now.
I felt like I needed a change and something that made me a little bit more vibrant, I guess.
Yeah, and I wanted you to bring that point up because I want you, you see how you listen to that. That's really, really easy for you to listen to that voice in you that said, girl, we need to change our hair. You know, this is going to help me. You know, this will help you kind of feel a little bit more vibrant. It's going to, you know, kind of give you a little pep in your step. It's going to kind of give you a little bit of bounce and, you know, it'll give you a different look. It'll give you something else to do. Because you're a very highly intuitive sister, the difference is you only listen to certain shit yourself is telling you, and then the other stuff you just blank it out. Like, oh, I'm going to pretend I didn't hear that.
Yeah, I blank a lot of stuff out.
Yeah. So I brought that point up for you so that you can know just how intuitive you are about where you are right now, but you're not in a bad place. I know you feel like you're stuck because there's been some people who've left outside of your life, but you're not stuck at all. In fact, you're exactly where you need to be. There is a goddess that I want you to work with, and that's going to be the White Tara.
White Tara?
Yes. And what the White Tara, what she does, and you can study mythology about her, but one of the things she does is she brings sort of that calm, the peace to troubled waters. So, you know, if you've ever been in a boat and the water is just kind of, you're rocking back and forth, and that's kind of where you are right now.
Okay.
Is that things are rocking back and forth, and you don't know, are they going to flip? Is it going to go left? Is it going to go right? Which way it's going to go? She brings the peace, the calm there, so that you can sit in the pause and begin to listen to that voice that is coming from inside of you and not moving too fast and making too many quick decisions.
Okay.
because this is ultimately how you got here. It's interesting that you say you're stuck, but you got here by making fast choices. So appreciate the opportunity to sit in stillness. Appreciate that, because that's where you are. Things are going to start to open up itself. I don't want to give you a time frame, but, you know, it could be as early or as soon, but it feels like in the next 2 months, 2 to 4 months, things are drastically going to be different for you in a very beautiful way. But you're not stuck, and that's the first thing I want to begin to recognize, that you can move yourself out of this situation that you're in at any given moment. You're not stuck. But what your higher self is doing for you and protecting for you is so that you don't do what you did in the past, and that is make decisions too quick, too fast, that are not in the best interest for you. Okay. And sometimes that means putting shit on hold.
Everything's on hold.
Yeah, but here's the thing. It's been forced to put on hold. See, there's a difference between you recognizing, I need to go put this on hold. These things need to be on hold for right now. We're going to cease fire free all of this shit for right now.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't worry. It'll shift. It'll open up for you. And then you'll be able to do it. So just like you listened to that voice inside of you that told you, girl, you need to change your hair, I want you to listen for that. Just consider yourself to be sitting by the resting tree. That's what you're doing.
Okay.
All right. Peace and love.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. Isn't that amazing? Sometimes we think we're stuck, but we're not. You know, and then other times we just think we're in a good spot and we stuck as hell. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 513. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Don't worry, Black Sambo. We coming back.
This still me.
Oh, I'm sorry, sweetie. Hold the line. Hold the line. And clicked on her. Let's go. 281. 281. 281. Okay. 281 must can't come to the phone. I think that's Black Sambo. Yeah. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code. I don't even know where I left off. Calling in from area code 501. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yes, this is Gaylon Pleasure calling from Little Rock.
Who is it?
This is Gaylon calling from Little Rock.
Gaylon calling from Little Rock, like in Little Rock, Arkansas?
Yes, greeting. Ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Greeting.
Yes, Gaylon, what's so for you?
Well, I'd like to say this is my first time actually being on the line with you, so I'm excited about that. Been listening for some time. My question is, am I, you know, as far as where am I at spiritually, am I in the right place? And I have, and I, as far as with my business and things that I want to do, this, am I moving in the right vein as far as spiritually mainly?
Oh, I know that's not a smoke detector. I hear.
You know.
That's a smoke detector we hear. You know how we feel about that, right? You know how we feel about that, because that's just such a powerful sign. It really is. One of the things I want to tell you, when it comes to your spiritual journey, you know, are you in the right place? Are you in the right place with that information, with how you're absorbing things, how you're taking these things into practice, as far as your spiritual journey? First of all, I guess I could take this two kind of ways. I could say nah, you ain't in a good place. Listen to that smoke detector. But I won't say that, Galen. I won't say that to you. We'll talk about it in another way. We'll talk about it. The first thing I want you to know is that in your sacred space, whenever you hear that beep, you hear that? That's a warning. That is warning you. It's saying, wake up. Hey, it's some shit going on. Pay attention. Y'all are ignoring this. This is happening right in front of your face. It's letting you know that before the alarm comes, before it happens, you need to take care of this. These are some things that need to come to your attention. You're always going to be on your path. But I want you to understand something. I'm not so spiritual that I'm going to tell you that every direction and everything that we take is the absolute best in the highest direction for ourselves. That is simply not true. We have free will. And the reason that we're doing all of this work is so that we can get to understand who we are. Because quite frankly, most of us don't know ourselves. So yes, we can make bad choices as spiritual people. Yes, we can fuck shit up. Yes, we can do some shit that we ain't got no business doing. Of course we can. Of course we can. That's foolishness when people sit around and say, everything happens for a reason. Yes, but who's the motherfucker making the reason?
Right.
You understand? You got somebody else becoming your reason? Then why are you not living your own life? So yes, everything happens for a reason, but who's putting the reasons there? Are you simply following someone else's course? Or are you following your own? So that's the difference. That's what the work is for. That's what the work is about. That's why we do it. That's why it needs to be present. That's why we need to begin to understand it. That's why it needs to be filled within us. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Galen. I get a little emotional.
I recently sort of came into that understanding part. My life does not really have to look like what my parents' life was or what anybody else.
It's your experience. It's yours, and you get to have it any way that you choose. So, the first thing I want to start out by saying is go ahead and give yourself a big round of applause, because your life is exactly how you've made it.
Right.
Two things I want you to know. One, when it comes to your business and what you're doing. Things take time, and I know you know that, Galen. Things take time. They take time to begin to work themselves out. They take time for things to happen. It takes time for things to grow. And I want you to imagine yourself sort of kind of climbing this spiral ladder one step at a time. That's what you're doing. One step at a time. No jumping steps. You know, no trying to see how many steps we can get past in one moment. None of that. The first thing I want you to do is change the battery in the smoke detector, because that's going to also show you energetically how you're willing to be present in your life. Because what I see right now when I get into your energy is everything is about the future for Galen. Everything is about the future. When are you going to start living now? You got to live now, not the future. Now.
Well, that's part of what I've really been, you know, I've really gotten to the point in my life where I know, or at least I feel like I know why I'm here and what I'm supposed to be doing
And so some of the things that I have sort of felt like I've wanted my whole life, I'm sort of getting to the place where there's so much, they're not as necessary for me to feel self-validated as far as my work and what it is that I do. So that helps me out a lot with what you're saying.
Yeah. Well, beautiful. And here's another thing. It's absolutely nothing wrong with wanting things either.
Right.
It's absolutely nothing wrong with giving yourself the best. You cannot become a contradiction to what you're trying to do, because your business needs energy to function. So you can't say, I don't want no energy, and think your business is going to function.
Right, not so much saying that, but just, like, I'm a helper, and, like, it's like one thing that I felt that I sort of started to come into is everybody that I help sort of helps, like you're talking, doing that work, that each step is sort of a step in the ladder for that sort of pushing me. You know, if I help enough people get what they want, I'll have everything that I want. Sort of something from that kind of mindset. To where
I understand. I understand what you're saying, but here's the catch to that, because this is what they don't tell you in marketing. Okay, that's one of my majors, so I can break that shit down to you.
Probably
better than I could teach you how to bake a cake. And here's one of the things that they don't tell you: you can't start out helping people so they can help you. See, they don't teach you that in marketing. They teach you, if you help enough people get what they want, then you'll get what you want. So ultimately, your help is not true help. It's just to get what you want. You get it? If I think that by helping you, it's going to get me what I want, am I really fucking helping you? Or am I just trying to get what I want?
Well, I mean, do you not help knowing that? I mean, it's not so much that I go into it with that mindset, but knowing that principle, knowing that, having that understanding, I'm more willing to be helpful because I know that that is a part of who I am, and I know that there is a return on whatever you do.
Well, you're going to get that return regardless. No, you're not wrong for thinking that, but it does energetically let me know what your objective is. Because you are truly a helper. So let me ask you, Gillen, you're a helper, and you've been helping a whole lot of people. Have you gotten what you wanted?
No, ma'am.
Exactly. Point made.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I love knowing my magic, and you know the magic, too. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to stop building somebody else's dreams. And I'm just going to tell you that instantly I see one of these little marketing schemes, somehow you think you're going to end up like the man on the cover.
Oh, no, ma'am. I've been through that phase. So I have been there.
I don't know, Galen. It feels a little shady to me. Tell me what you're doing then.
Well, what I want to do is
not what you want to do. Not what you want to do. Your
what
business.
I'm doing right now, I'm not doing anything. I'm helping people right now.
No. You said, so your business is hustling.
No, ma'am. Like right now, I've been unemployed for a little while. So I'm just basically sort of helping take care of doing some other duties that I can do that don't necessarily require always my finances, but my time more so.
Okay, so you said you wanted to ask about your business. What is that?
My business is what I want to do. Is basically a a vending service for more of a health conscious consumer.
Okay. I think that's great. I think it's a great idea. I think it's a great idea. It's some ideas that are out there. I think it is great. There are some companies that are doing it, and I think you could definitely do it well.
The but I main, just want to basically...
You said what?
I just basically want to, like, offer juice beverages, organic juice beverages, like, at fairs and different places where typically there's not kind of food that a vegetarian or a vegan kind of lifestyle person could indulge in. We want to offer an alternative in that regard, not so much in getting something that somebody already has.
Yeah, I think that's beautiful, but I've seen that too. I'm just saying, that's great. I think you should do it. Yeah, so tell me why you haven't done it.
It's just capital, racism. You know,
the money.
I got a, yes, ma'am.
The money. So this is why you thought, let me go help some people, and then eventually... I gotta love the brothers, I swear. Eventually, they gonna help me, and I'm gonna get what I need.
Well, it's not so much like, you know, it's not always from that thought process, but I know that, like, if a person needs a hand and I can offer them that, then I know somewhere I'm gonna need a hand, and, you know, you sort of expect that same thing, not necessarily coming from that person.
No, it's not gonna work that way. It doesn't work that way. This is what I say. It's okay to understand that that is how some energy comes back. I think that's a good thing. But you have to remove that. You offer somebody a hand because that's truly in your heart to do.
Yes, ma'am.
Period. There's, it stops. That's it. Do you think I'm doing a reading so you could do what? What do I require from you when I do readings for people on the air? Do I require them to do anything?
No, ma'am.
I don't. It stops. What they do after that is their own choice, because what I do has nothing to do with you in that way. I'm not helping you so you can eventually come back and help me. That's not in the essence of why I do it. At all. So I invite you to listen to your smoke detector. That's letting you know that your plan, we done threw a monkey wrench and it didn't work. And the bills is coming up real fast. And all them helps that you done did, those favors are not being returned.
Right.
You definitely did come back for service. And I would put you in that school of service, of helping, of serving. But one of the main things for you is intention. And so what I want you to do anything, help anybody or to do anything, I want you to ask yourself and give yourself three reasons why. You need to know why you're doing everything that you're doing. If you cannot give yourself at least three reasons, don't do it.
Yes.
And every time you say, I help them, they'll help me, cross that out. That counts as zero.
Right.
And come up with the other reasons. And then the other thing is, you definitely need to be doing some feng shui on your sacred space. That's where you need to start working, in your house. Start there. Start in your sacred space. Change that battery so you can stop torturing yourself and recognizing that there really is no shortcut to what you know you're supposed to be doing. And here's an FYI. If you know you're supposed to be doing it, then do it. Do it. At least go help people with vending machines, so at the end of the day, maybe you could at least find out more about what you say it is that you want to do.
Right.
But if that's what you're supposed to be doing, do it. Why are you running around trying to play Mother Teresa? Why are you running around helping everybody? That's not what you said you're supposed to be doing. So do what you're supposed to be doing, and then if something crosses your heart and says, you know what, I want to help this person, you go help them without anything, any kind of stipulations on it. Because I promise you, everything that you do when you help somebody, you can give everything that you have mentally, physically, spiritually. They will turn around when you need them and spit in your face.
Right.
Or suddenly act as if you don't exist anymore. That's what they will do for you. They will act as if you don't exist, and they won't feel fucking bad about it at all. So at least at the end of the day, your conscience is clear, and when you lay down and go to sleep, you can say, I helped because that's what I loved and that's what I wanted to do. Not because you thought they were going to help you back. Because, see, that's where things get real tricky. When you help somebody and you think they going to help you back, they won't. So help so you can go to sleep with a clear conscience. But, you know, shit, it's a lot of organizations out there if you just want to help. That's what
right,
I'm saying.
Right.
You ain't Mother Teresa. That's not your, you didn't come back to be that. Because trust you me, you would need these questions if you came back to be her. So do what you're
right,
supposed to be doing. Start helping in the area that you're trying to learn about and give some energy to it. You're not going to wake up. It's not going to be a manual at the foot of your bed that said, Galen, step one, this is what you do. Step two, this is what, that book ain't coming. And if you're doing nothing to move you in that direction, then you're not going to get there, period. All right. Send love to you. Please change the battery in the smoke detector.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Peace and love.
Hello.
Oh, gosh. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from, I think, area code 29. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and we're calling back from.
Hello?
Yes. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Peace, Ms. Moody's Ramsey.
This is who?
Ramsey.
Greetings, Ramsey.
Yeah.
What's all that noise in the background, Ramsey?
My bad. Can you hear me now?
I can hear everything now.
All right. Hold on, that's my other phone. Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Peace, Ms. Bloom. It's Ramsey. You know, you told me to plant those 7 plants.
Oh, okay. Yeah, for all them babies.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but, like, you know, I planted those 7 plants. They're doing all right, you know, they're looking good.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like I also, you know what I'm saying, I've been doing some kind of work Lyle told me to do. I've been doing a path he told me to do.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, yeah, I feel like in my heart, I want to go and start the farm. And you told me to talk to,
Mr. Anderson?
Mr. Anderson, yeah. But I wasn't sure on what I needed to, you know, talk to him about.
Did you say you wanted to start a farm?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what you talked to him about.
Okay, all right.
That was easy. He's the I grow, you grow man. That is the magical green brother on the planet. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Because, you know, I got quite a bit of a green thumb too, you know. And, you know, like, I've been feeling like I should just quit my job and take that leap of faith.
Quit your job? Wait a minute. What about the babies?
Yeah, I know, like.
Quit your job. Okay, tell me what you feel. Let's talk about this. Let me kind of get out of blue and get into Miss Blue. And you feel like you should quit your job and do what now?
And go start this farm, this vegetable farm.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I got access to, like,
mm-hmm.
like about 40 acres, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking to all my family about it, you know, and they told me that I can do whatever with it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And so, but here's one of the things I want to talk to you about, because I want you to remember where you were. And I think it's a beautiful thing that the reading that myself and Brother Bilal gave you has helped you come to some realizations and epiphanies about where you are and how you can begin to move yourself forward. So I want to applaud you for doing the work. I think that's amazing. That's beautiful.
Right.
And so the other thing I also want to just sort of put in the front of your noggin, as they say, your head,
right. Yeah.
is that you got a lot of children that is depending on you, that you have not been able to help and support them. So here's my question to you. Why can't you start a farm, keep your job, and take care of your responsibilities at the same time until you can get yourself self-sufficient enough that you can maintain what you're doing?
Well, see, the land is in a different state.
So let me ask you a stupid question, not from you, but stupid to Miss Lou. Have you ever did a farm before?
Have I ever been to a farm?
No. Have you ever started a farm before?
Well, yeah, I've had a small one, like not on a large scale like the acres I'm thinking about, but yeah, I've had about 350 square foot
mm-hmm.
lot of land that I've successfully farmed.
Mm-hmm. And do you still have access to that land?
Yeah, but it's difficult because that's not my family, you know what I mean? That's
mm-hmm.
someone else's family. And, you know, like, I get a lot of, you know, like, negative comments towards doing that on their property, you know.
What, they don't want you to do it?
Not really, you know. They like to tell me, you know, it don't make no money, or you know, like, you know, just
So you want to go to another state. Do you have the equipment? Because 40 acres and a mule, 40 acres don't take more than a mule.
Well, see, I wasn't planning on doing the whole 40. I was planning on probably starting out with like 7, and mm-hmm. It's a lot of timber on the land that I can get cut to
mm-hmm.
finance my equipment and what I may need mm-hmm. to farm the land.
Mm-hmm. And wouldn't you agree that this is a process that takes a while?
Well, it may take a while, but I've been there and I've talked to the guy that would cut the timber, and he told me he could clear the 40 acres out in a week.
So people conduct business. I know from myself, I conduct business from one location all over the world. So is there any reason you can't take care of conducting your business until you get what you need to get from a distance? Why is quitting your job your first option, when clearly there's nothing that can be done immediately on this land? It's the process that you have to do is sell the lumber. And once you sell the lumber, then you have to go and begin to till the land and really make sure that the soil is right. You have to plant seeds. The seeds have to germinate. Once the seeds start to germinate, then they have to take root. And then after they take root, then the seeds have to grow. And once the plant begins to grow, it starts to bear fruit. And then once it bears fruit, you have to pick the fruit. And once you pick the fruit, you have to sell the fruit. And then you've completed one cycle.
Right.
So I think it's an amazing opportunity. And definitely, I believe that you can do it. The number one thing that I will say to you is that you need to make sure that you're using wisdom, both hemispheres, with this.
Right.
And you need to begin to develop a process for yourself and phases for yourself. Because when you go there, you have to have somewhere to live.
Right.
And you also have to make sure that this land is clear. See, family can do a lot of shit.
Right.
And then once you get down there, you're going to, at some particular point, somebody's going to question your title on that land. And if there is multiple family members who are involved, then there may be a family member that may not fit in with your plan. It doesn't mean that once you talk to them and express it to them, they won't say, yeah, go for it. And then ultimately, because you said what is close to your heart is really you to be able to take care of your children. Where do they come into play? Where are you going to focus your energy so that you can begin to take care and be a key part in their life? How is that going to happen? Or do they now have to wait for this dream of daddy to come true before daddy are putting them first?
Well, I feel like this will help me more than what I'm doing now.
And you may very well right, but you do realize that a big part of what you're doing now is so that you can help your children.
Right.
And be a part in their life. You know what would be a beautiful opportunity is that you call up all of your baby mamas and tell them to send you all your children.
Right.
And have them all right there with you. And then begin to sit them down and say, hey, y'all, this is what daddy is going to do. And we're all going to work with this together. And I'm going to have you right here with you.
That's what I would prefer.
Then do it. Get all your children with you. And do it. Have them with you. Because they need you and you need them. Get your children with you. The only thing that I want you to begin to think about is think about everything that you're responsible for.
Right.
and then begin to develop a plan. See, I want you to think of this as your world. And I want you to think about you being God in your world, you creating your world as God.
Right.
You can't let your seven children just be flapping in the wing.
Right.
You can't do that. You're responsible for them too. And they need to be a part of the plan. And I know that you feel that where you're at right now is sort of belittling to you. And that you're working. And this is not really enough money for you to do anything with.
Right.
That makes sense. That makes a whole lot of sense. And is there better options out there available for you? Of course it is. Of course it is. But in the process, I want you to encompass everything. What is in the best interest, not just for Ramsey, but what is in the best interest for everything and everyone that is connected with you? I think it's amazing. It's a lot of co-opers out there. People that farm and do their land. It was a sister, I can't think of her name, Leticia. She had a farm on her own land. She did that. Nancy Lockhart had her. She farms her land. You know, Mr. Anderson of I Grow, You Grow. That, you know, he's farmed. He's done a lot of that. So it's a lot of support that you can get from people who've done this.
Right.
And so you can find out how this can be done so that it doesn't require anybody to be left behind any more than they've already been left behind, and you can still do it. You
right.
just need to put the process in place and not leave anybody behind. I think it's a beautiful idea. I can't wait for you to come back and tell me some more. But when it comes to quitting your job, I just think that at this time in your life, that's not the best option.
Right.
That time is going to come. It's going to come, but I want you to think those things through, because once you start chopping down that lumber and you start selling it, you do realize that that family that told you they don't care what you do, oh, you know they're going to start caring, right?
You're right.
So think it through. That's all I'm telling you. Think it through. Don't jump and do this. Think it through. Maybe you want to get yourself in the position now where you can start working. Maybe go find a place that sells John Deere equipment. You know, start getting more involved into the direction you're trying to move into so that you can familiarize yourself and begin to understand what it will take to make this dream happen. And then start bringing people on board that can work with you so you're not out here by yourself. You've tried to do this lone soldier thing before, and it hasn't worked so well for you. It can be done. It just takes you to kind of take a plan to do it.
Right.
Yeah, because you're going to need help with it, but you can do it. And that's going to be a beautiful thing. I say call all them baby mamas up and tell them you want all your children. Send them to me. Give me full custody. Send them to me. I'll take care of them.
Nah, Miss Blue, I don't even think they're going to do that.
Hey, you'll never know unless you ask. Tell them to send them to you. Say all my children, all seven of them, eight. Why is he another child? Who having another baby?
I don't know.
Ooh.
I don't know about that one. I just welcomed another member of the Remix family on the 26th of November, but I don't know about eight.
Okay, well, maybe that's the baby, because I seen a baby. I just remember seven, so it's seven, huh, not eight.
No, not eight.
I hope I'm right. All right, so seven. That's probably baby. I'll be wrong for you, Ramsey. I'll be wrong.
I don't know about that.
Okay, I'll be wrong for you.
Oh man.
I'll be wrong for you. Call them up, though. Tell them you want your children. Tell them you want them to send them to you. You want to have full custody of them, and you're going to take care of them.
All right, I'll do it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Bring them all with you. Tell them daddy getting ready to start a farm, and this is to give them the plan. They probably can help you more than any of these adults you're talking to.
Right.
And every day that you come home from work, you see all seven of them, that's going to give you the inspiration to make it happen.
Right.
All right. Well, peace and love.
Well, Ms. Blue, can I ask one more thing?
Go ahead.
Do I have some spirit guides around me?
Yeah, you do. You do. You have four spirit guides around you. You do. Mm-hmm. At this time, you have four spirit guides around you. And really, they're helping you with balance, foundational things and balance, which is a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Also, you told me I had a connection to the fairy kingdom, like, How can I communicate with them?
Well, there are some shows, if you go back into the archive, you can definitely do that. But you're communicating with the fairy kingdom by, one, working with plants, because that definitely is going to connect you with the fairy kingdom. That's how you can begin to do it. Fairies also like to come around. They come around plants. And they like it. During this particular time of the year, most of them hang out around trees. And so
right.
You're going to have to – do you have me on speaker? Because I keep getting
– No, I don't have you on speaker.
So what's that noise background?
Hold on one second. Okay.
All right. So the main thing is, this time of the year, where the fairies hang out is they hang out in bushes and they hang out in trees a lot of times. So they're out there. They're there, you know. They're in the trees and they're in the bushes. To connect with the fairy kingdom, they also like a lot of fruits. So you can either feed your plants chaos water, and you can also ask the fairies to come out, do chaos water. What chaos water is where you take a bucket of water and you put your feet into it and you do a meditation. I did this on a show a few years back, and you pull the energy from your crown chakra all the way back down through your feet and release everything. Remember, we have an interesting relationship when it comes to plants and it comes to ourselves. And so the energy that we release from ourselves is the energy that they use as food. So you'll notice that as the longer you keep your feet in the water and the more that you pull energy and pulling anything out of you that you need to release from yourself into the water will start to get kind of cloudy looking. Now, what that does is it acts as sort of food for your tree and your plant. So how this comes into the fairies, when you start to give this extra life, this boost of life energy, because energy that we dispel from ourselves, trees and plants take it in as life. As they give off oxygen and we breathe in oxygen, that is their negative release, and it becomes our positive release, and we sort of do that divine exchange. When you do that, what ends up happening is that the energy that comes from the tree – it increases the tree's electromagnetic field. And so fairies will spot that tree out, a tree that really is getting that connection, and they like to hang around those type of plants and trees and fairies. And so you can kind of hang out with them that kind of way. But they like different fruits. We've done many shows about how to connect with the fairy kingdom. That's one of the ways. You can also meditate with fairies. You can also, you know, there's a book called, I can't think of the name. I may have to go try to see if I can grab it. But it's about fairies. And so you can do some vision quests with them and have them begin to show up. But you're doing the best thing to connect with the fairy kingdom, which is working the plant kingdom, because that's where the fairies live. Yeah.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I want to know when you get all them babies with you. Just tell them to send you your babies.
All right. I'm gonna do it, Miss Blue. I'm gonna do it.
I know you are. I want you to call back and tell me. Just tell them you want all your children. You want them to come live with you. That's what you want. It'll give the mamas a break. They could stop hounding you. You can spend some time with your children. You can show them love. You can share all of your dreams with them. They can share their dreams with you. You can give them all the love and support that they need. And y'all can be good. Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah. Well, it's a weird kind of syncretism, too, because, you know, you just spoke with my brother earlier.
Did I? Who is your brother?
Tariq.
Tariq is your brother?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, that's cool. So did you tell him about the remix, or he told you about the remix? You must have told him.
Well, we've been listening to the remix for a while. For a while now. But, okay. Yeah. We were on the phone. That's why you heard my other phone, because we was on the phone talking about the heartbeat, the song you played for him.
Oh. Yeah, he better listen to that song. Anytime he going to start laughing. Say, Miss Blue played that corny-ass song, Heartbeat. He going to start laughing. Watch. It's going to help shift his mood immediately.
Yeah. We appreciate it all.
Well, I definitely appreciate you guys as well. Even though appreciate is not my word, I don't know if y'all heard that show. I don't like that word.
Well, we're very and sincerely thankful for the work you did.
See, didn't that sound different?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, there's only one person on the planet that says that touches my heart, but I really don't like that word. Appreciate is kind of what happens when you bump into somebody and they say, oh, excuse me, and you look at them and you go, yeah, appreciate that. Yeah. That's how I see that, you know. But if you tell somebody, you know, I'm truly thankful, you know, that just has a different energy to it, you know.
Right.
Other than that, I don't like that. I don't like that. I just, you know, that's just me. It doesn't matter. I know it comes from your heart, so I don't say it, you know. But usually when somebody say, appreciate it, you know.
Yeah.
I bet you appreciate it. I bet you.
Well, I thank you so much, Ms. Blue.
Aw, well, I thank you, too. And you can say appreciate. Like I said, I read the heart. Not that. So, and I know you mean it. I know you do. But like I said, get all your babies with you.
All right.
And
don't do it.
That's right. Get your babies with you. All right. Well, peace and love. Make sure you go back and let us know. Peace and love.
Peace.
All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 856. You're live in the remix. Please.
Hello?
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line?
Hey, what's up, Ms. Blue? It's T from Jersey.
It's who?
TJ from Jersey.
TJ from Jersey. Greetings, TJ
I'm about to stick my head out the window real quick. I'm in the basement.
Sound super, I need reception.
How you doing, Ms. Blue? What's up?
Happy
Thanksgiving,
good.
By the way. Something like that.
Yeah. Well, good for you. Good for you. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I guess I'm on the up. There we go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the up.
Well, good, good.
Kind of, you know, I mean, get. Oh, I guess you can say I've been working on myself. I kind of took notes and all that, working on myself. But I'm on the up, so I can say.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Do you want to hear a song? You want to hear an interesting story?
Well, not really. Did you want to call in? I mean, I hear interesting stories every day. I mean, when you say, do I want to hear an interesting story? Maybe not. I mean, what do you want to share? Is it something? Did you have a question for me? What do you, you call? Tell me, what's going on? What's up for you?
All right, here we go. So I don't like sharing bad news. That's like, you know what I mean? It's not bad news. I kind of discovered some, I guess you can say. Like, I kind of, long story short, I was in a bad car accident a couple months ago, da-da-da. That's what I'm saying. I'm on the up, so I'm, like, recovering from it.
Okay,
but
beautiful.
But now I'm kind of, like, this is, like, one of them crunch time weeks, you feel me? Like, I've been out for, like, a couple months. Now I'm going back. It wasn't even my fault. That's what I'm saying. It wasn't even my fault. I'm getting, you know what I mean, help with this. But, I go back to work this week, but I actually wanted to do something else, and I kind of been working on that. So I'm kind of in a transition, actually, like, while I have my time off, I've kind of been using my head a little bit more to kind of, you know what I mean,
mm-hmm.
kind of move forward and, you know what I mean, get out my rut, so to say, had time to think.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of discovered something about myself recently.
Mm-hmm.
I went to I guess you can say I went to one of them voodoo doctors. I'm not a voodoo doctor. I went to he practiced the Santeria, the Orishas. Supposedly this guy, I got a reading from him. I was interested in what he had to say. I had a reading from him a couple months ago, February, and I got another one, like, last week. And this guy told me the same bad news, and I'm like, yeah, that's impossible. And I found out that, you know what I mean, like, those people don't listen to him because they, like, he only talked about money and my job and people not liking me and stuff like that. Whereas when I talked to you, the first thing you started off with me was about my heart, which I love. I was like, oh, now I get it. That's what I'm saying. I'm kind of on the up because I realize what's been going on.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good thing.
But my thing right now, uh-huh.
I said, when you say but, that means forget everything I just said. Go ahead.
Oh, my tough thing is now I can't see things. I'm like, I'm stuck.
What do you mean you can't see things?
All right. When I meditate and all that, like, I can feel everything. I can, you know, I can meditate to the point I have fire come out of my eyes, but I can't see nothing.
Well, what are you trying to see? I mean, you know, what's your objective? What are you trying to achieve?
I'm trying to, I guess you could say, like, just raise my awareness now to the point where, like, because I have a lot of dreams. Like, I dream every night. I mean, I guess we all do. But, like, now it's like what I'm trying to do is actually focus. Like, in my dreams, I go to sleep trying to think, like, all right, whatever's going to happen, I have control over it. Somewhere along the line, like, my own dreams trick me. Like, I'm at the point where, like, it'll start off good, and then it just goes downhill. It's weird, but I know I shouldn't do what I do in my dreams, but I do it anyway.
What do you do in your dreams you shouldn't do?
I guess you can say I just run. It's stupid, but it's true.
You do what now?
Like, I run. Like, mm-hmm. I know I shouldn't. Like, but it's the weirdest thing, though. Like, it's not like, it's like I'm running from something,
mm-hmm.
but that's the thing I'm not trying to run from. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Well,
it's weird, but like.
Well, you do understand that dreams when you say, you know, it's like you're trying to have a particular dream, but then it ends up turning out a particular way, and that you're running and you're doing these things in the dream, that what you, a lot of times what we think these dreams mean, that's not what they mean at all. So again, your struggle here is about you sort of confronting yourself for what it is that you truly feel, not what you think, but what you feel for real. So I hear what you're saying, but your actions are going in a completely different direction. You said, I don't want no bad news, and I want to stay on the up, but then you go back to somebody who gave you news that didn't sit well with you. So that is a contradiction. In fact, that's a lot of what's going on. So if you could really hear that, then you can make some adjustments in where you are and stop doing what I call the circle jerk.
All right. So I have no, he said he wanted to see me in 6 months, but I have no plans of going back to him. You know what I'm saying? Like, but like, I guess the, so you're saying I'm just going, I'm pretty much, I'm still in a rut.
Well, here's the thing I'm telling you. Once again, you're saying to, you're telling me something that makes no sense. Why are you telling me that somebody wants to see you in 6 months? For what? What are you telling me that for? What are you
exactly,
telling
me? That's what I was telling myself. Like, I'm,
yeah.
why go back to a bad person?
Right. So why do you think you keep doing these things over and over again? Because even after the whole car accident and everything that happened, you keep going back. It's like Groundhog's Day all over again.
All right. Why do I keep going back?
I mean, if you don't know the answer, that's certainly fine. But if you think you do, let's hear it.
Well, I mean, I kind of went back. All right, I can be honest with you. I went back this time to see what would happen. And then I, like, between the two times, just talking with one guy, I kind of put my life in perspective as in how I see myself. So to say, you know what I mean? Like, I kind of seen what he took. I learned a lot from, I mean, his practice, whatever, even though it was bad, it was a practice. Like,
and here's my answer to you, TJ. Then you need to be talking to him, not me. If you've learned a lot, and that's working.
No. But I've learned a lot from what I've... The thing is, when I'm saying I've learned a lot, I've learned a lot from him through you, so to say.
I'm not here to teach you about anybody else but yourself.
That's what I'm saying. I learned a lot, like, about who I should, I guess you can say,
mm-hmm.
not, like, the place where people are coming from. That's what I've learned a lot. Like, I understand where he comes from. Now,
listen,
I understand from talking to you where you come from and where I should be focused on.
But guess what? None of that shit matters because you don't know where you come from. See, this isn't about trying to know other people. It's about you trying to get to know yourself. And you're missing that point. This ain't got nothing to do with me or anybody else. This is you not trusting you. So let me ask you, how many people do you trust?
I would say not many at all. I only talk to...
How many? 1, 2, give me a number. How many people do you trust?
Well, including myself, I'd say 2 or 3.
No. We're not going to do that. 2 or 3, is that your answer?
I trust myself 100%.
I'm not talking about you. How many people do you trust?
2 or 3.
If you trust 2 or 3 people, that is the percentage of you. So that means you only trust 2% of yourself. You don't trust yourself 100%. This is why you needed confirmation to go back to what yourself had already told you. Don't go back there, TJ. You took your ass back anyway. So don't sit here and tell me you trust yourself 100%. You don't trust yourself at all.
All right, and that's my problem. I don't trust myself.
You don't.
100%.
You don't trust yourself 100%. You don't trust yourself. And you don't sit still long enough to hear yourself. So you want to know why you can't see? Because your ass is moving way too fast. Everything is a fucking blur. That's why blurry vision is real. You have to slow down, process it, and sit with it for a minute. And then begin to ask TJ the question, what's our next move here? What are we going to do?
Gotcha. So I got to just kind of just mellow out, all right, slow down.
Yeah, you got to slow down. All of these things, car accident, all of this, slow your ass down so you can see what's coming. Stop trying to figure everybody else out and figure out yourself.
See, that's why I'm always running in my dreams, because everything is really a blur and I've just been rushing. I haven't took myself time to slow down and just acknowledge or, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're running in your dreams because you're running from yourself. You're running from you. Stop, turn around, and face yourself. Find a mirror. Go look at TJ in the mirror. Get a good look at his ass so you know everything about him. You know about the mark on your face. You know about your hairline. You know one of your ears is higher than the other. You know why your lip is a little slanted. You can see inside of your throat. Look at yourself. Take a good look at TJ so that you can recognize his ass anywhere, even in a dream. And then you'll stop running.
Can you see me? Because those are like, that's like a list of things that I actually noticed on myself, like my hairline, and like when I meditate, my lip does definitely move, and that's crazy. That, all right, I got you. And I used to write notes, like before I dream, I would write notes on like a whiteboard or something like that to kind of remind myself of what I wanted to. And the last chakra I actually worked with, I put ham on the board, and I actually...
Let me tell you this, TJ, and I'm going to let you go. Because you have your own agenda here and you get to do that. But let me offer you some suggestion. The purpose of dreaming is not so you can fucking control it. First of all, you are awake in this life and you're fucking this up. Why would you want to go do that to a dream? Your dream is really about your higher self. And when you release yourself, do you know in ancient times, they used to use dreams to be able to help them if they were sick, to know what they needed. If there were certain things that was going on with their children and their family, these things would come through dreams. You want to control everything, and as a result, nothing is in your control. So everything that is happening to you, someone else is controlling. Because your ultimate goal is to do to other people what is being done to you. So, why don't you sit back and take a look at the mess that they have made in your life before you start to make a mess in someone else's life? Stop trying to control it and get to know who you are for real. and then you don't have to worry about control. Peace and love to you.
Thank you, Ms. Lou. Take care.
You too. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 914. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Ms. Blue, this is St. Clair calling from Michigan, and I am glad to meet you. Finally get to talk to you, I should say.
Oh, well, greetings to you. Greetings to you.
This is my first time calling, so.
Oh, congratulations. We have a virgin.
Thank you, thank you. Yes, indeed. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, I don't know about virgin, but yeah, no, I'm teasing. Yeah. greetings to you. You have a question for me?
Yes, in the new beginning, taking that leap of faith, I moved out here from New York to Michigan, and we out here 3 months with my family, can't find a job, and I have a great talent drawing and doing art, and I just want to know what direction I should take from there.
Wow, that's beautiful. You have a great talent drawing and doing art. I would love to see some of your artwork. You should send some.
Yeah, and it's so bad because last year, you know, that clearing out business with the astrology and everything like that, and you know, Saturn or whatever was wiping the slate clean with everybody, you know, and I
wait a minute. Saturn wouldn't wipe my slate clean, but okay, go ahead.
Yeah, well, cleaning the crops, cleaning out the garbage. So I went through a lot of that in last year, you know. Me and my wife, we made major moves to Michigan, and it's my heart desire to go for art, but at the same time, I have to, you know, try to look for work to support the family.
Of course. And sometimes that could be a tricky balance. But mm-hmm. I do believe that you can definitely have the best of both worlds. One of the things I will say to you, because your wife has been sort of kind of giving you some options that you just are refusing to listen to. Why is
that? Oh, no, I've been listening, but for me, it's, you know, trying to balance the finance and you know, even if it's a hardship, you know, since we don't have the finance to do the main things that we want to do, you know, even looking for work, you know, I'm trying to take it slow and not spend it all up, and then we sit here and stuck with, you know, being broke.
I'll say again, your wife has been offering you some solutions. You ain't listening to her. Why are you not listening to what her plan is to say?
I do listen, but we're at a point right now where we don't have the means to do what she's asking of me to do. You know, I want to, you know, go online and, you know, get on these online stores and create Facebook and all that. We don't even have a computer, you know, and we don't, you know, I know family out here, but other than that, it's like, we stuck at the library 1 hour, and we have two little girls who want to be in the toy section in the library playing around. So they tie up most of our time as well.
Well, here's one of the things I would say. One, you need to start listening to your wife more. And two, even though you don't have a computer right now of your own, you do have means where you can set up and start putting things online, even if you have to use the library as one of those avenues until you can really begin to start turning things around. The other thing is that right now you're kind of in a state that I call solitude, which is fine. You understand things are very, very tight right now, and yes, it's looking like lots of things are not coming through. The job isn't working as should be, not coming through as it should be, but some things are going to open up for you. And I really, really feel like over the course of the next 6 days, it feels like 6 days. I don't know. This must be a big turnaround for a lot of people in 6 days. But some things are going to start to come through for you in the next 6 days. It feels like that. It may be a little longer, but maybe in about a week or so, things are going to start to turn themselves around. The other thing is that you need to start making sure that you utilize this time, not so much focusing on what's not going to happen. You see,
that's a big problem of mine.
Yeah, you got to kind of shift that energy. But one of the biggest ways for you to shift that energy is that you do need to start focusing more on your artwork. You need to start doing that. I don't care if you get a piece of paper and just start doodling some things. I don't care what you do it with, but you need to do that. You need to get into your art more, whatever, however that feels comfortable to you. And then the other thing is take yourself and separate yourself. Your wife loves you. Your girls love you. They enjoy having you there. But you need to separate yourself at times.
Yes, yes, very much so.
Yeah,
yeah, I do need my solitude time.
Yes, you need your solitude time because what's happening is you're becoming comfortable being at home. And it's almost like you're more into the routine. Okay, it's time for us to go do this.
Yeah,
no.
I'm the mommy.
Yeah, you're the mommy.
With the mom.
And it's okay to be Mr. Mom at times. It's time for you to fill it in, but you enjoy this so much. But here's the problem. It wouldn't be nothing if that's where you wanted to be, but you already know that's not what you want to do.
Right.
Not to that level, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Not to that level. So back out. Do what you need to do, but do it from the perspective. Even if you explain to the girls, you know, daddy's doing this now, but you know, soon daddy's going to be working, so daddy ain't going to be doing this. So let's have a good time doing it. So you need to really start putting that conversation and that energy out there so that you can get your mind. It's more for you. So you can get that mindset in that this is a temporary situation for you. And when it comes to you looking for jobs, and I can't say this enough, I don't know why people let other people look for jobs for them. I mean, I get it, but I don't get it.
Yeah.
Like, who can be more powerful than representing you than you? So that's what I need you to do. I need you to go look for you a job and stop waiting on somebody else to be have that sense of urgency, because nobody is going to be as urgent about your situation than you.
Right. I guess it has the confidence low, because I'm like almost like coming out the closet with my artwork now, so... You know, where, you know, artists are their own hardest critics. So, you know, everybody says they love my work and they can't wait to see it get out there. But I'm my biggest downfall.
Yeah, you're your biggest downfall, and you need to, you know, you need to let that flag go.
All right.
Let that flag go, and because a lot of it comes from, again, just like the last caller, this controlling.
Yeah.
Control issues, you know. You got to let that control issue go, completely go. Hold on 1 second. We're about to go into the after hours. So 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone line. If you have a question, download. For the rest of you, if I don't see you now, peace and love to you. Much love, warm spirit. See you guys in the remix. Peace and love. Okay. We're in the after hours, so everybody who's on the call is in the after hours. But I wanted to say that to you. Let go of that control. Let it go.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Look, I've been listening to you guys, trying to put the work in, do the exercise. I got my little altar in the bedroom. And
okay.
Been listening to Brother Panic. And,
all right.
And,
all right.
And I've been doing the work, but I'm waiting for it to work on me. I've been working on it. I'm waiting for it to work on me.
Well, you know, here's one of those things about it. that. You have to start internalizing it and doing the alchemy with it, not just going through the motions. You know how sometimes when we, you know, it's kind of like going through the motions. You know, sometimes we get up and go to work. It's like, you got to get up. You got to do this. You got to, you're just going through the motions. You're just going through it deadly. But it's really about doing that you're truly inspired to do and really allowing it to be present with you, you know, and you're there. You're right there. You know, I know it can be very frustrating, especially when we start to think about financial things. You know, by the way, you know, I see these sparks coming off of the low of your lower back, you know, because this is about the support that you feel that you have right now, and you can feel like you don't have any support, you know, and this lower energy that I see coming out of that back energy center. What I want you to do when you lay down at night and you get ready to go to sleep in your most comfortable position, when you get comfortable, I want you to imagine sort of having butterflies fly into the back of your lower back so that you can change that energy and stop leaking vital energy out of your lower chakra, out of that region. So just imagine in your back butterflies flying into your lower back. And you can make them whatever color you want, but have them coming inward and put that there. So when you feel the little tingling or a little bit of pressure in that area, that's your energy center showing you that you're leaking life force energy. And a big part of that is because things are unstable, you know, when it comes to thinking your foundation. So it's just energy. You didn't take a vow of poverty, so that's not going to be your story. it's not. I know you think it is at times, but that's not going to be your story. But artists sometimes, particularly when it comes to those who are artists, is that one of the things that artists to kind of carry this template energy, that there is this theory of the starving artist.
Yes, yes. You know, this is one of my major reasons, you know, I took off on other routes listening to my parents because they didn't fully support my talent and, you know, they want me to go out there and get a career instead of being that, you know, possible starving artist. So that's the back of my head as well.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, I know one of the baddest artists on this planet, even though I consider myself an artist, and his name is Jafar. He's been a guest on the remix, and he's definitely has not been never starved. So know that that's your choice. So what I want you to do is I want you to do some research, and I want you, as you begin to do some research, I want you to research artists that have been very, very successful.
Yeah, I've been doing my YouTube work. That's good.
That's what I want. When you go, I want you to research. When you're at the library, while the girls are over there in their toy section and doing what they want to do, what I want you to do is I want you to go research some of the most successful artists of their time. You understand?
Okay.
And I want you to begin to look for them. And then I want you to get a book. I want you to begin to take a look at that. Take a look at that. So you can recognize that you do not have to be a starving artist. All right. It's call drop. And you won't be able to get back in. But peace and love. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 713. You're live in. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
713.
He must have not supposed to have been on the phone. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 410. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Good evening, Ms. Blue. It's Sean Banks.
Good evening, Sean. How are you?
I am awesome. Awesome nation. Awesome nation.
Guess what? Real quick. That brother that you just had on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
I heard you say he couldn't call back. I want to give him a computer. Okay?
Oh, wow.
So,
how beautiful is that?
I hope he's still listening. Yeah.
Let me see. Do y'all remember what area code I called? What area code was it? Do y'all remember?
He said he was,
914. Did I say 914? That is so beautiful, Sean.
No problem.
I love Remix Family Self-Invested. Y'all are the bestie. Let's see if we can get him back on the line, because this would so make my day.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let's try to see if we can get him. Let me see how I could call him and get him back on.
Whoa, listen. I'm sure he's still listening. Let me just give him an email that he can email me to.
Yes.
Okay?
Yep.
So he can email me.
Well, Sean, let's do this.
Okay.
Have him email me so you're not trying to decipher who he is.
Oh, good idea. That's why you are the queen mother. Miss Blue. Right.
Do
somebody
that.
Be talking about, it's me.
It
won't even be
them. I know it was me. I was in the back talking, man. But, yeah, I think I have the brother's number. I just can't call him right now. But what we'll do is have him email me at question, QUESTION, the number for blue at gmail.com. And then, Sean, what I'll do is you can either email me what email address you want him to, and I'll have y'all exchange information.
All right. Beautiful. And I want him to know, I hope he's still listening. This is not no, oh, some computer I had, you know, it don't even hardly work. This is a G5 with the screen, and I just got a new drive put in it. So he can do, I want him to be the artist that he's supposed to be. And all I ask in return is that he go forth with no fear and just be who he is and take care of his babies, his daughters.
Yeah. Oh, that is so beautiful. Aww.
Yeah.
Aww.
Well,
I
know
that.
We are not. Huh?
I love that, John. You know, I love that. He's a part of Self-Invested, you guys. It's so many amazing brothers and sisters in Self-Invested. I just want to cry right now. It's so beautiful. That's beautiful.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
I'm not going to keep you long. I just want you to know. You know how you tell people, call me back and let me know how it's working out.
Yeah.
I got a 5 minute. I got a short version of my reel for you. First time I ever called you was Wayne and talked to you. That is, it was Brother Wayne Chandler on, and you said to me, "Work with the moon," right? So
yes.
This whole entire show, I've been outside. It's nighttime, and we had a little snowstorm, so I had to get up all of the snow. And now I truly understand what you meant. That was a while ago when you told me to do that. So Chet, trust me, I'm using that magic. All right. Another thing that you said before, and it's so powerful, you said, don't live in the future, live in the now. You understand what I'm saying? Now, I'm going to skip from that one to the one time we were talking, you and me and Brother Bilal, and I brought up something about a relationship, and I said, when it got to that, I didn't have any feeling. And he said, well, it ain't real, and there's nothing there then, right? And something happened tonight that was so powerful, and I know I'm just gone to another level now. And so I was had a relationship that I let go a long time ago, but I didn't let it go. I was living in the future. You see what I'm saying?
Yes,
but like you always say, about the doppelganger would show up on your ass. And
yes.
And you'd be like, oh, snap. You know, I'm going to be nice tonight, right? It happened, Miss Blue, and it blew my mind. But it was a blessing because it allowed me to let that go and be free. You know what I'm saying? So
live in the now.
Live in the now. Here's the punchline. You're not going to believe, well, you will believe this.
as I'm we're still friends, her
right.
and another friend of mine have a show of all places on Blog Talk, right? Move their time to 10 p.m., right?
Mm-hmm.
And texted me earlier and said, the show is about your soulmate. Well, that girl that I kept on saying, oh, I'm going to get with her in the future, well, she's about to get married now. How about that? And they're on the show talking about soulmate, and then she invites me to listen in. So I'm listening to their show, realizing why that relationship had to go, why I need to live in the now, while I'm texting my current relationship about why this relationship is coming to a close. And then I do all of that eloquently, get off the phone, and call into the show.
Beautiful.
And I've been listening to it ever since. And I assure you, some things have happened to me, even if I'm listening to all these people, that have just raised my kundalini to a whole different diameter, you know. So
mm-hmm.
I want to thank you super duper much. And this was my call in. You'll say, call in and let us know how it goes.
Yes.
Man, I'm okay. Thank you. I don't need to say nothing else because I don't want to hold up no more time.
Well, that's okay. I think this is a beautiful way for us to close out, you know. Realization
yeah.
is a very, very powerful thing. And living
yeah.
in the now is even more powerful. But I will say the most powerful thing is love itself, because that's
yeah.
the only thing that really is real at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And sometimes we can have so many things that cloud our vision of that, you know.
Right.
Really changes our energy, our frequency. It makes frequency.
And you're making it sound pretty. You're making it sound pretty, but I'm going to tell you like this. Sometimes we just be bullshitting ourselves, and we got to stop that.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, we do. Sometimes, and, you know, sometimes it is about expressing. That's why I'm big on, if you love somebody, tell them today. If you love them, love
right.
them today. You know, don't wait
yeah.
till tomorrow. Don't say, I don't really believe in going to sleep angry or with things heavy
right.
on your heart or being upset
right.
because you don't know. That person may
right.
be on their way to transition the next day.
Right.
And if you don't
right.
express that love, that joy for them, then
you
may
not
get a chance in this reality
right.
to do it again.
Right.
So, yes,
right.
that's one of our greatest challenges for us as humans is okay. really just be with them. And sometimes, you know,
yeah.
those relationships, you know, we've done many shows here, and I've talked about it. It's one of my fortes to talk about soulmate relationships. We've done many shows. Those are the toughest
right.
relationships on the planet, and they're not necessarily what people think they are. And that's the whole thing. Your soulmate relationship is you know, this whole twin flame. We got this shit all wrong. And sometimes we're thinking based upon just what this human reality can express
right.
with, and that's not at all what it's about. It is not
exactly.
about that at all. Your soul is
right.
not even awake here. So how could you
right.
have a soul relationship here? It
right.
has to be
right.
something that is completely out of this world and really steps outside of any boundaries that anything that you can watch on television, that you can see, that can be expressed, is going to give you the template from. So
yep.
I'm a firm believer in that sometimes we take these metaphysical and spiritual concepts and we try to dumb them down to the lowest density that is available
right.
to this vibration, and then
right.
we want to uphold it and call it some profound shit. I mean, you can
right.
do it, but at the end of the day, I think it is definitely kind of playing with yourself a little bit. But
yeah.
I just love where your heart is tonight. You know, we've had a lot of the brothers and sisters call in tonight, mainly the brothers tonight, which is always a beautiful
yeah.
thing. And, you know, really kind of just being in that space and, you know, talking about the voices inside. Because ultimately those voices that we have on the inside, they start to play themselves on the outside. You
yeah.
know, that's that's where they come from. So I thank you so much for calling in and, you know, gifting this amazing family this such a profound, wonderful gift. And I know the brother's going to reach out to me. And much love to you, Sean, yeah. for all of your work and just always supporting. And, you know, while growing up on yeah. Earth, we all are doing
right.
here together.
Right.
So
well,
much love.
I just want to say with all the love I can emote right now, you know, love to you, a billion blue hearts.
A billion blue hearts. I'm going to take them all in. I promise you. I will need them all. I will need them. I'm going to carry them all with me, a billion of them. So
thank you for seeing, as you said.
Yeah.
That was powerful. I need you. I needed that.
Beautiful.
Well, I'm through playing in the snow, and please, please,
yeah.
you know, please just keep revitalizing your energy because we all need you so much, you know. And thank you very much.
All right. Well, peace and love to you. Peace and love, and thank you as well, too. All right, you guys. Well, that is going to do it. I think that's a beautiful place for us to close out. So much love to Brother Banks and to all of you in the Remix family. This is why I love you guys so much, because you are that reflection of me, and I'm that reflection of you guys. I really do love it, and yeah. Yeah. Ah, that was so beautiful. So beautiful, you guys. We're going to play a song as we get ready to get out of here, if I can find it, what I want to hear here. I think it's going to be a beautiful, beautiful share. And just want to tell you guys, love with an open heart. And don't forget to download. If you like the show, I want you to like it. If you love it, I want you to love it over on Facebook, and leave a comment there as well, too, if you love the show as well. Leave it, love it over on iTunes. I'm looking for my song here, you guys. I'm looking for it. I think I can find it if I can even remember. I have it, you guys. Yes, I'm going to play it. This I'm going to play. Oh, okay. Maybe not. Maybe not. Let's see. I think I am going to play it. Let me find it. Wow. I hope blog doesn't cut me off. Hold on, you guys. Just hold on. Hold tight. I'm going to find it. It's so much going on over here, but I'm going to find it. I need to do some feng shui over here. Me and Esther, we got to get this together. Let's see. Hold on. That's interesting. Hold on. Really? I probably done named it something goofy and I can't find it. But hold on, I'm going to find it. Okay. Hold on, you guys. I know, right? Wow, Ms. Blue.
I used to think about immature things. You know, like, do you love me? Do you want me? Are you gonna call me like you said you would? Is this really your real phone number? But you know, I'm a man now, baby, a grown man. And I came a long way. And a fear taught me one thing. Taught me to hold on to my love. Sometimes
He laid me on the couch and said, how has your day been? Tell me your problems, I'll help you solve them. Come on, let's talk about it. He sits next to me and smiles, listens to all of my words, relaxes all of my nerves.
Let's breathe in,
breathe in,
let it go,
shut it out,
take deep breaths and breathe slow. Calm down,
close my eyes,
comfort,
ease my mind,
take control of all of my body needs.
Work your psychology.
You've taken good care of me, always been there for me. Boy, I can't bear to leave, I need your therapy. Giving me everything, so much I ever could need. Without you, I'm weak in the knees, I need your therapy.
Oh, 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 oh,
I need your therapy.
Oh, oh, oh,
I need you to come and lay hands on me.
Oh, 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 oh,
I need your therapy.
Oh, 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 oh.
He puts his hand on my lower back, his face in my neck, and says something to make me laugh,
make me forget I was mad.
His touch feels so right, it's like he's feeding my mind. Yeah,
I need him all the time.
Like breathing,
breathing,
let it go,
shut it up,
take deep breaths now,
real slow, calm down,
close my eyes,
ease
my mind,
take control of all of my body, please.
Work your psychology.
You've taken good care of me,
always been there for me.
Boy, I can't bear to leave,
cause I need your therapy.
You've given me everything, so much I ever could need.
Without you, I'm weak in the knees, I need your therapy.
Like a wilted flower,
the way you touch me says I'm